Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much.
Hi, I'm John Buckley, attorney at law. If you've been charged with a DUI or other criminal offense, don't try to fight it alone. I'm here to help. Call me, John Buckley, now at 303-501-1800 or visit my website now at the letter J, B-U-C-K-L-E-Y, law.com.
An angry Iraqi television reporter hurled his shoes at the president while denouncing Mr. Bush as a dog. Muntazir al-Zaidi was quickly jumped, says CBS News Baghdad Bureau Chief Randall Joyce.
He was thrown to the ground by Iraqi security agents, and before they even pulled him out, they were beating him and kicking him. You can hear one of the agents in Arabic say, "Don't kick him in the head." You can infer from that it was okay to kick him just about everywhere else.
The journalist is being questioned by Iraqi authorities. While his actions have been repudiated by the Iraqi government, the disrespect met by hurling shoes at Mr. Bush is resonating with at least some Iraqis on the street.
He predictably has already become something of a rallying point for the very strong anti-American feelings in some parts of the population.
The Detroit Three automakers remain in limbo, hoping the Bush administration acts on a lifeline before they run out of money. Live to the White House and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Nick, President Bush warns any abrupt bankruptcy in the industry would be devastating for the nation's economy. Speaking with reporters on Air Force One, he confirmed he could reverse policy and tap the financial bailout fund. But industry observer Dan McGinn says it's about more than money.
They are on the brink. They can make it. We have to get people energized and motivated to buy cars again. There isn't enough Washington money to bail them out alone.
White House is meeting with auto industry people now. President Bush expects a decision soon because of what he describes as the industry's economic fragility.
I'm Live Steve at the White Nathan. House. Bailout loans are not. Auto workers fear even if they don't lose their jobs, they'll lose ground.
As usual, the workers always have to give. I feel that they should still cut from the top.
Some Ford workers have helped out at Detroit area soup kitchens where a few laid off colleagues have turned up.
That tells you how severe we are in terms of the situation that we're dealing with in Detroit.
Kelly Barnes still has her job, but doesn't know for how long.
And while the fortunes of some Americans sink, others rise. Here's CBS News correspondent Peter King.
Business is booming for Bill Ingram, a St. Petersburg, Florida repo man.
Last year, we were probably doing 120 cars a month. Now we're around the 200 cars a month.
Hundreds of others like Bill have seen similar increases, with more than 1.5 million vehicle repossessions expected this year.
Unfortunately, when the economy takes a dive, our business goes up.
An industry trade group says subprime auto loan delinquencies have more than doubled since 2006. Ingram says it won't get any better anytime soon.
I don't see any change for a year, at least.
Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Less than a week after explosive federal corruption charges were filed against Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich, the state legislature opens a special session. It's expected the lawmakers will discuss impeachment and stripping Blagojevich of his power to fill the Senate seat vacated by President-elect Barack Obama. But University of Illinois political scientist Dick Simpson says the waters remain murky.
It is still very much uncertain how we will proceed, and none of it, other than the resignation by the governor, would be very quick.
A Blagojevich spokesman says the governor has no plans to step down today. The November election was just the prelude. This is the day Barack Obama will actually be chosen president, because this is the day the members of the Electoral College cast their votes. Raymond Jordan is one of them. He'll be voting in his home state of Massachusetts.
As we think about it, the fact that we're going to be elected for the first time in history, an African-American president, brings a special smile to my face.
It's 5 minutes past the hour.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. How cold is it?
It got so cold last night that we also broke the low temperature already at midnight.
Dave Bargenbroek with the National Weather Service says the Arctic cold front broke record lows for yesterday and today, the temperature plunging to 18 below last night at the airport. Some roads remain extremely icy following the snow. Crews are laying down de-icer, but it's not as effective in sub-zero temperatures. CDOT's Mark Altman says crews also use an old standby.
They'll definitely use sand, and of course they'll target areas that are prone to create braking issues, such as declines going down hills, things of that nature.
Altman says roads throughout the state are icy and snow-packed. Another storm headed for Colorado. It could drop another foot or two of snow in parts of the mountains in the next day. The Southwest will get the most. Central mountains up to a foot and a half by tomorrow afternoon. Local shelters are busy, as you can imagine. The Denver Rescue Mission has laid out an additional 100 cots. Volunteer Jonelle Ashley tells 9 News they still have a tough time getting people to come in from the cold.
Hopefully this year people will make a choice to go ahead and come in where they can be safe and we can take care of them.
The Denver Rescue Mission to keep its doors open during the day to accommodate the overflow from other shelters. And in sports, the Broncos get pounded at Carolina 30-10. Could have won the AFC West title with a victory. They'll have to wait at least until next week. They can win it if they can beat Buffalo next Sunday. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Aaron O'Neill with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
It is a frigid morning on the highways, that's for certain. If you leave your vehicle out overnight, you've got to give it plenty of extra time to get warmed up and heated up. And once you get to the highways, it's going to be a slow ride this morning. A lot of icy patches for a lot of stretches here in the metro area already. In fact, southbound I-25 backed up from 120th, getting down to 58th Avenue, a little heavy past downtown. I already have an accident out on the east end, northbound 225, just north of Colfax. Has that traffic already stop and go from just after Mississippi if you're working north outside of Aurora. And northbound I-25 at Bellevue had a truck that spun out in the left lane.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-3955. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 31 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-441-3955. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-441-3955. That's 1-800-441-3955.
Listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please, call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-422-0488. 1-800-422-0488. 1-800-422-0488.
Throws his shoes at Bush and yells, "You're a dog."
So what if the guy threw a shoe at me?
I shouldn't laugh, but it's funny, especially if you've seen the footage. As John pointed out, Bush has got a good reaction time. Really?
The first shoe definitely would have smacked him right in the middle of the head.
But he moved.
He did. He got out of the way quick.
All right, a slight chance of snow today, about 10%. High today only going to be 18. Right now it's 10 below zero. And I could have sworn this morning when I got out and got in the car that I was standing at State and Lake. in Chicago, because this is the way it used to be in the wintertime. And there's lots of black ice out there. So please be extremely careful. You say that every morning, that there's bad weather out. Please be extremely careful. Give yourself plenty of time. I'll tell you one thing's for sure. If your car is parked outside, you might want to think about getting two sets of keys and going out there and turning your car on and let it idle for a while.
If your car's parked in the garage, unless your garage is heated,
it's cold.
Frozen.
I know it.
I parked in the garage last night for like the first time since I moved into my house. And yeah, it was. I still had to start it up and let it warm up in my garage this morning.
It's cold out there, man. Woo! It's cold.
Yeah, I drove through the eye of the storm yesterday to get back here to go to work.
Yeah, you drove over.
Dedication, man.
Yeah, you drove over where it was virtually a whiteout.
Yeah,
right?
Wolf Creek Pass was brutal yesterday. I wonder if they finally closed that thing down, but yeah, it was nasty. Nasty. I had to get off 285 and basically go 160 east all the way to Walsenburg, down south of Pueblo, and take 25 up. Whew. Normally a six-hour drive is about 8 hours yesterday.
Took you 8 hours to get back?
Yes, sir. Yeah, it was nasty. And, you know, I mean, it was really the first time I've had to drive in nasty conditions with my kids, you know, over a really, you know, nasty pass in whiteout conditions. And my kids are all screaming in the back, you know. It was kind of agitating, but, man, I'm glad I made it home safe. I was nervous. I had, like, waking up yesterday in Durango and getting ready to come home, I had, like, that nervous anxiety in my stomach. Like, oh, my God, I got to drive over this pass.
Yeah, you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of that one year Mary and I went to New Albany, Mississippi for Christmas. And we're in the middle of Illinois. And a blizzard breaks out, and we're driving in the driving snow, and we made it, but I got to tell you, it wasn't easy.
Yeah, man, I don't know why. I thought I was going to have like an anxiety attack, like just getting ready to leave Durango yesterday and getting in the car and driving over that pass, but Stacy's like, John, we'll be fine. I'm like, thank you. Yes, we will be, but no, I was nervous as heck, man.
I can't remember the last time I've been out driving and inclement weather where I've been nervous. Well, there was that time going to Daytona that Mary and I saw that lightning bolt strike the concrete medium right in front of us. Boom! Like that. I mean, it was loud. And you could see sparks everywhere. But and that was more like looking at Mary and Mary looking at me and saying, whoa, that was intense. But I can't remember the last time I've been actually driven and been nervous, had anxiety, even in the blizzards we had.
I mean, I was going like 10 miles an hour over Wolf Creek yesterday.
Well, you don't have a four-wheel drive vehicle.
No, I was in the Honda Odyssey, which is it's rated pretty well, but I don't like it. You know, I don't like driving anything that's not really a four-wheel drive in snow. And, you know, I sold my four-wheel drive to get my dream car last year, so I don't have a good snow car now at all.
Yeah, Mary's has got four-wheel.
I mean, I'm such a wuss now that I took the side streets into work this morning. I didn't get on the highway. I think I'm getting more scared of driving the older I get. I used to not have a fear of driving anywhere in any conditions.
You're not that old.
Well,
what's wrong with you?
I used to be a lot more. I used to have bigger onions, I guess is what they'd say, Jay.
I took I-25 in. It's covered with black ice. So I said, if you're going to be out there in it, you damn well better be careful. But I took it in anyway. I wasn't going over the surface streets. Surface streets have got black ice on them, too.
Yeah, they're really not any better. Not any better.
No, it's just that if you go over the surface streets, you can keep your speed down.
Well, I think everybody can guess it's minus 10 degrees outside right now. So wherever there is water, it's ice or snow, you know?
Man, it is cold. I hate cold weather. I can't stand it.
Me too, especially when you got to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, right?
Yeah, I mean, I can't handle it. When I worked 10 at night to 2 in the morning at WLS in Chicago, I can remember getting off at 2 o'clock in the morning and having to hoof it around the corner into the parking garage to get my car. And it would be like 30 below out. And I'd ask myself, why the heck aren't I in Arizona? 30 below zero. Man, that's cold. Sometimes 40 below.
We had temperatures like that. Like, we were in the minus 20s, minus 30s last year on New Year's Eve. It was really Arctic cold. So, weird, man.
Did we have temperatures that low last year?
Yeah, around New Year's. It was like minus, I think on New Year's Eve, it was like minus 25 degrees.
Boy, I don't even remember that. And the thing is, you put salt down on the roads, it doesn't work real well in this kind of weather. I also wonder, too, why they put gravel down on the roads. I have never been able to figure that out. Why do they put gravel down on the roads? I mean, does anybody have any clue behind that? This is the only state I've lived in where they put gravel down on the roads. And then for weeks afterwards, you're like driving around and it's like ping, ping, ping. Gravel everywhere. Let's go to Phil in Milliken. Phil, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How are you today?
Well, I'm cold, but I'm alive.
Yeah, I just want to let you guys know it was minus 30 there in Milliken.
Minus 30?
Minus 30 this morning when I got up.
Oh, Lord. Did you have to, where was your car?
It was outside.
Oh, what was that like?
Well, I didn't think it was going to start, but the old Ford started up, so.
Did it go like, whoa.
Yeah, pretty much, and I got a standard, so I had to sit there and move the stick shift around just to get it loosened up a little bit so I can get it into the gear.
Oh, Lord. I know. That's painful. Did you have gloves on and all that stuff?
Yeah, I did. I had gloves, beanie, long johns, you name it. I got it on, so.
You know what? I mean, that is just painfully cold.
Yeah, it was bad. It was the high yesterday. It was minus 9 at my house.
So obviously what? You drove to work?
Yeah, I'm at work right now. I made it. I work at Fort Collins, so I took my time going up the interstate. But
yeah, how was it?
The interstate wasn't bad, but the roads there in Milliken and Johnstown are just giant sheets of ice. So, yeah, if you're leaving this morning, make sure you're careful out there because it's a slow go.
You know, the other thing, too, is when you get in that situation, man, you just can't wait for your car to warm up.
Yeah, it took me a while. I got 2 cups of coffee, and now I got 1 cup of iced coffee already, so.
Well, you sound like, if you got iced coffee, man, it sounds like you're hanging in pretty good.
Yeah, I'm surviving, though, but I made it, so.
All right, Phil, well, listen, man, stay warm.
Yeah, I'll give it a shot, by God. I'm a welder, so hopefully I'll turn a torch on here in a little bit.
Yeah, get that torch going and generate some heat.
There you go.
All right, Phil.
All right, you have a good day.
Yeah, you too, man.
Okay, bye.
All right. Here's Mark in Littleton. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Hey, I'm an old guy like you, but I got it figured out. I got boot eaters. I got everything. So, but I'm working outside today, but my son's up in Grand Forks, North Dakota, going to college. He called me yesterday. It was minus 45 wind chill in Fargo, minus 54 in Grand Forks. So.
Oh, I have been through that. That is so freaking cold. It is just surrealistic.
So I don't feel bad. It makes me, I'll be outside all day today myself, but I just think how cold he's got it. He's graduating this week, though, so this is his last blizzard in North Dakota. So.
Boy, I'll tell you what, if I were him and I were graduating from college this week, I'd say to you, Pops, I'm going to take about a month and go to Florida.
Nope, he's coming back to Denver and going to work right out at the airport. He's going to be an air traffic controller.
Oh, he is going to be an air traffic controller?
Yep.
Man, that's a pretty high-pressure job.
High-pressure job, but it's wide open right now. So.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah. All the old guys got to retire ever since they ran Patco, Reagan ran Patco down. They've been getting rid of, or, you know, all the old guys that did stay are all being forced to retire. So
I think he was telling me they put 18,000 on last year in the system, and they plan on putting more on this year. So,
well, what do you go to college for to be an air traffic controller?
There's only like 13 schools in the United States, in North Dakota. University of North Dakota is one of them. Matter of fact, they're rated the best in the United States. So,
boy, you ever listen to those guys on the radio?
Yeah, when we fly, we always tune in and listen.
I mean, that's like intense.
Yeah. It you know, if they go to the GPS system, like we have in the cars, eventually, but that's like $5 billion or something to switch that system over. But you know, they have to.
Just so, yeah, but I'm talking about you listen to those air traffic controllers just to listen to them rattle off all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, they repeat. Everybody repeats everything, so everybody's on the same page. It makes sense. So.
Yeah, it sure does. But, well, Mark, thanks, man. I appreciate it. But by the way, what is it you do that you're going to be outside?
I'm a sheet metal mechanic. We're doing some fancy stainless fascia downtown Denver today. So.
Well, bundle up, man.
Oh, yeah. I'll turn my boot heaters on as soon as I start getting chilly. So.
There you go. Thanks, Mark. Okay.
Take care, Jay. Bye.
Okay, see you later. Whew!
That guy's hardcore. Commutes between...
Do you know when we went to Daytona last year, it was so cold that they had these hand warmers? You ever seen these where you shake them up or you move them around and they get warm?
Uh-huh. I used to use those when I skied a lot.
Frickin' Mary takes every single one.
Way to go,
She's
Mary.
Got them everywhere, like all her clothes, on her hat. In her insider gloves.
Yeah, those things are great.
I go like, hey, man, I'm cold. Where are all the hand warmers? Her and our friend named Ben took every single hand warmer there was. And it was cold. Because 45 degrees with that kind of damp weather.
Yeah.
It was freezing.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever been in that cold of temperatures. I think around minus 30 is about as cold as I've been.
It was
in Denver anyway.
In a 24-hour period, it was sun was out and it was about 50. It rained. Then it got down to like 45 or 40 with that dampness. Man, I am telling you, I have never been. You know what? That's the coldest I've ever been. Believe it or not, that's the coldest I've ever been.
I'm sure. I think the coldest I ever was last New Year's Eve, like I was telling you.
Okay, the coldest I've really ever been? 84 below zero. Can you imagine that? All right, 6:22, 22 minutes after 6. And, John, how does it look so far this morning?
Jay, it doesn't look good. Already slow speeds, and we're already pretty packed around the highways in town. Do have a few crashes out there. One just cleared on northbound 225 around, this is at Colfax. So traffic is starting to move a little bit better through there, but you are going to hit some jams around Mississippi. Also got the left lane blocked northbound 25 around Bellevue. Had a spin out there. Truck hit the center wall, and that's creating some jams back to Arapahoe. A new crash eastbound 76. It's on the ramp, actually, from eastbound 76 to southbound 25. It is starting to slow people down there. Also looking at stop-and-go jams on 270 as you travel eastbound from 76 to Vasquez. And the trip down southbound 25, full as usual, from 104th down to 58th, and again after Park Avenue. Your forecast, partly sunny in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy this afternoon with a high around 18 degrees. Have a chance for snow late this evening with not a lot of accumulation.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-349-5829. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-349-5829. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-349-5829. 1-800-349-5829.
You see, there happened to you or it hasn't happened to you. I accidentally sat on my sunglasses. And they broke them. Now, in the old days, I would have to go to a place and have prescription sunglasses made up. And it was a pain in the rear. Well, you know what? I don't have to do that anymore. And one of the reasons why I don't have to is because I went to Icon LASIK. Now, Icon LASIK, you know what? Their prices start at $4.99 per eye. But that doesn't mean the quality is compromised. And to reassure you of that, guess who just got LASIK surgery done at Icon LASIK? Pro Football Hall of Famer John Elway. Todd Moore, a big head Todd and the Monsters, went there. I went there. There are a lot of people who go to Icon LASIK. And if you have a flex spending account through your insurance company that is about to expire, you can use it on LASIK. Icon has every FDA-approved laser available to them, more than any other LASIK facility in Colorado. Icon offers interlace, bladeless LASIK, NIDEC, and Wavefront technologies. You know what? Icon LASIK has done over 65,000 procedures in Colorado. So set up a custom vision evaluation today to determine whether you're even a candidate for LASIK eye surgery. Visit them at their Denver location. That's Mexico and Colorado. You can't miss it. There's a big sign out there. Or at Loveland at 3553 Clydesdale Parkway. Or call them at 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. And then the next time you sit on your sunglasses, no problem. You can go any place you want and buy a pair. That's Icon LASIK at 720-524-1001.
It's one day only, the Joseph A. Bank Super Tuesday Sale. Everything in the store, except gift cards and shoes, is half off the regular price. That's everything, from suits and sport coats to leather jackets, dress shirts, even silk ties. Half off. Now we're opening early at 6 and staying late with everything half off. Plus, incredible door busters. Camel hair blazers, $119. All luggage, $99. Even cashmere sweaters, $69. That's way more than half off. The Joseph A. Bank Super Tuesday Sale. Everything but gift cards and shoes, half off. That's everything in the store, half off. Tuesday only.
At Aspen Grove, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Inglewood, Loveland, Colorado Springs, Aurora, Lakewood, and Stapleton.
Once was a space heater. I carried it around on my back. It was so cold. 27 minutes after 6 a.m., 760, Progressive Talk, slight chance of snow. High today, 18. Right now, minus 10 below zero. And Greg Ostrovich, who does a lot of work for us, sends stuff to us all the time. Do you know, and I didn't know this, do you know that it's illegal in the city of Denver to idle for more than 5 minutes? That you can get a huge fine for idling more than 5 minutes? Well, my question is, if you're up this morning at 6:28 and you're getting ready to go to work, do you really think they're going to enforce this? Do you think you'll get caught? But this is an unbelievable law. All right. On Monday night. Now, this is back from when? I'm trying to look at the date on this. Where's the date?
December 8th.
December 8th. Back on December 8th. If you're the type to leave your car running when it's cold out, take note. On Monday night, the Denver City Council passed an amendment to idling ordinance, which makes it illegal to leave your car running for longer than 5 minutes at a time, even if you're sitting in it. It's really unnecessary to leave your car running any longer than 5 minutes at a time, said Janet Burgess, an environmental health analyst for the Denver Department of Health. There is one primary exemption. If the temperature drops below 20 degrees, then the ordinance is not enforced. Well, we're not. Well, we are. We're below there. We're below 20 degrees. So you can go ahead and do it.
20 degrees is cool, though.
Says the temperature drops below 20, so it's minus 10, so you can go ahead. The law's not going to be enforced.
Yep.
All right.
Do you like laws about them telling you you can't idle your car, though?
No. No, I was just about to ask that. Does anybody out there think this is a good law at 303-713-7600? Considering we're talking about the weather this morning. Now, if it's 10 below, and actually it's high today, it's only going to be 18, so you can get away with it all day today. But this means if you pull over to talk to somebody, you better shut your car off. Sometimes I've done this, not very often, but I've done it. I've got one of those little warning lights that comes on. Not warning light, that's not the right word. A warning light, I guess, would be the right word, in which it says radio operation limited due to battery. So I plead guilty of letting my car idle so that I don't run my battery down. Okay, bad move on my part, but I don't do it very often. Usually what I end up doing is I usually just turn the radio off and just sit in the car. But I'm always paranoid about my, there's two things in my car I'm always paranoid about. Battery running down and getting a flat tire. I mean, can you imagine having a flat tire in this weather outside? Changing a flat tire? How about having your battery run down in this weather? I don't know. Does anybody agree with this law? Idling illegal in Denver? That you can't go more than 5 minutes? 303-713-7600. But I got to emphasize to you that this law does not take effect, that you will not get in trouble if it's below 20 degrees. And right now, it sits at minus 10. But are these laws necessary or are they nuisance laws? Now, there's a lot of laws, if you go through them, they just turn out to be nuisance laws. So I wonder if you'd characterize this as a nuisance law. 303-713-7600, and we'll take your calls coming up here. 632, 32 minutes after the hour. John Turk with traffic.
Jay, we got a couple problems here in the tech center. First, a crash northbound 25 at around Bellevue. Had a truck hit the center wall there. The left lane and the left shoulder is blocked. And also, we have a crash in the opposing lanes just on the other side of the freeway there. Already seeing heavy traffic coming southbound at I-25. One more crash to avoid out there on eastbound 76 as you're trying to get onto southbound I-25. These ramps, bridges, and overpasses could be a little icy for you this morning. You will want to give yourself plenty of extra time. Speeds are going to be a little bit slower than you're used to seeing. The highways around town are pretty full. Southbound 25, really a problem spot heading out at 120th all the way down past 58th. Your forecast, skies will be sunny until this afternoon, but the cold blast continues with highs in the mid-teens. At DIA at 3:30 this morning, we hit minus 18, a new record. Chance for snow this evening as well. Right now, minus 11 in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Card Partner Darts, the skill of darts, the strategy of poker. Go to DartWorld.com.
This holiday season, decorate your driveway with the 2009 Mercedes-Benz C300 Sport Sedan. Powerful, fuel-efficient, and available with four...
Wondering how to get something for everyone on your list? Come to Walmart. Walmart has an amazing selection of gifts for just $10. Colorful scarves and gloves, $10. Burt's Bees lip balm sets, fun picture frames, and cozy sleep pants, all $10. Or get a Walmart gift card, which has no fees, never expires, and always gives them more. There's still time. Come to Walmart and find just the right thing to make everyone merry, including you.
With thousands of new rollbacks, Christmas costs less. At Walmart, save money, live better.
On November 4th, 2008, Barack Obama made history. This holiday season, relive all the excitement from election night with your own commemorative DVD from the Chicago Sun-Times, including Barack Obama's historic victory speech, never-before-seen photos, video, and commentary from Carol Marine, Richard Roper, and Mary Mitchell. For only $10.99, it's the perfect stocking stuffer. Maximize your screen now and click on our ad to place your order. Or call 866-236-5696 to order your commemorative Obama election night DVD now for only $10.99 and free shipping.
Now, that's someone discovering Lowe's has prices that can't be beat, guaranteed. Here it is in slow motion.
Wow.
Find a lower advertised price on an identical item and we'll match it, plus give you another 10% off. Lowe's, let's build something together. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Rockies is a place to go. Hundreds of vehicles in stock. Clean, late model, previously owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. I got to tell you, if you're driving around out there without a heater in your car, I mean, now's the time to get rid of that thing. And Rockies wants to see your trade-in. Plus, they have their matching down incentive, and they'll show you the book price on any vehicle you're interested in. Plus, you know what makes the difference at Rockies? It's the people who make the difference. They're the ones who really make the difference. You can go there, they'll lay their cards out on the table, and you lay your cards out on the table, and they'll do their best to get you a deal. And they've got banks, not predatory, with good lines of credit available for those who qualify. Rockies Autos, open 9 to 8, Monday through Saturday. Rockies Autos at the historic and always warm location of 63rd and Federal.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace.
Mark, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass, now together to serve you better.
The other day, I had a customer with a badly cracked windshield. She said she kept putting off replacing it because of her busy schedule. She assumed it would be a huge hassle and take all day. But then a coworker told her that Elite Safelite could actually come right to her office and replace it fast. Now that's convenient. So she called us and set up an appointment, which was simple with our 24/7 scheduling. And with our mobile service, I was able to come to her office and replace it the very next day. We even handled all the insurance paperwork for her. Boy, was she surprised how easy it was to get her windshield fixed. She was thrilled with the results. And happy to know, our work is covered by a lifetime national warranty for as long as she owns the vehicle.
Windshield chipped or cracked? Call Elite Safelite Auto Glass at 303-287-5000 or go to safelite.com.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call 1-800-293-4131. That's 1-800-293-4131. This is a limited time offer, so call today for your free information. 1-800-293-4131.
A space heater I can borrow? Man, it's kind of cold in here, too. Good morning. 6:38, 38 minutes after the hour. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Slight chance of snow, high today 18. Right now, it's 11 below, and Denver's got this law that's illegal to idle your vehicle more than 5 minutes at a time. Thanks to Greg for hipping us up to this. But if the temperature drops below 20 degrees, then the ordinance is not enforced. And then somebody called us at 303-713-7600 and said, well, it's not good for your car. And my answer back to John was, well, it may not be good for my car, but whew, things cold in there.
Or it's not necessary to warm up your engine.
Okay, I'm not worried about warming the engine up. I'm worried about warming the inside up. The hell with my engine. I don't want my hands sticking to the steering wheel. All right, here's Kerry in Decono. Kerry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
KJ.
Hey, how are you?
Cold, just like the rest of us.
Yeah, it's pretty gruesome out there.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. I don't even know what the temperature is.
It's,
up north. I'm in downtown Denver now.
It's minus 11.
Okay. One of the questions you had about this law that was written for the state of Colorado, the reason it was written was to comply with the EPA edict for the Clean Air Act in 1991 and all of its subsequent addendums, that the reasoning is that when a car is sitting still idling for any length of time, especially on warmer days, it is putting out more CO2, more carbon monoxide, and more of everything. They are
well. How about when it's this cold?
When it's this cold, the best thing to do, and this is, I know this from experience. I own a Ford, best car in the world, I guess. I don't know, but what you do is you just turn your car on. Don't turn the engine on, but turn your electrical system on, and that will start warming up your oil. It'll start warming up your ignition system and everything, and then just about a minute later, turn your car on and then let it idle for about 3 or 4 minutes. It'll run fine.
Will it run your battery down?
No, your battery, if it's already that low that you can't handle, you know, a minute of letting your ignition systems and your coolant systems to start circulating, then you've already got a bad battery. There's nothing wrong, you know.
Well,
at the moment, all you're doing is just where all your little lights go on, all your idiot lights, just let them run, and your system will start warming itself up. It's a wonderful way. I've got a 99 Ford Exploder, the oldest car I've ever owned, and this thing's got like 186,000 miles on it. I keep it tuned, and it started right up this morning, right after, you know, about a minute of running that little system, you know, of all the electrical systems and letting it just warm up. And that actually,
yeah, but what does it do for the inside of your car? I'm not concerned about my engine. The hell with my engine. I don't want to drive around with my flesh sticking to the steering wheel.
Okay, when you're warming up for the 2 minutes that you're warming up that first warm up, you actually are getting all your coolants going, your antifreeze. It's actually circulating into your heater core. And you are actually starting, it's kind of a warm-up process, believe me. And it will actually warm faster if you do that. It'll actually warm on the inside a little fast. Try it tomorrow morning. Give it a try.
Oh, thanks. No, I think I'll call in sick tomorrow morning.
I'm with you. It's a 27-mile drive from work from home to work, and it's horrible.
Boy, I just can't. I get in the car. I just can't wait to get moving. To try to get the engine to heat up the inside of the car.
And your engine will heat up either way. Think about it this way. If you get your car running, your radiator stays cold, which is where all your heat comes from.
But don't they have like a, what do they call that thing inside the car? A thermostat? Doesn't the thermostat close up when it's
a certain temperature,
or it opens up. I can't remember which.
It's one of the two. It opens. It either opens or closes at a certain temperature. And now that you ask me, I can't remember. 10 minutes from now, I will. The other thing is that you could also plug your car in. There's an actual thing that you hook up to your heater.
Oh yeah, I've seen those.
And you plug it in about a half an hour before you leave, and your car is already warm.
Oh, no, I like that. Now I like that idea. Now I really like that idea.
That is a lot easier on your engine, too.
I like the idea of the radiator being preheated before you start the automobile.
And it also helps your automobile last through these cold, cold temperatures. You can get them, I don't know exactly where you can get them, but, you know, they're around here. Somebody would be able to put one of those on, and they're not that horrible.
You know what idea I like the best?
What? Warm weather.
Staying home.
I like that one, too.
Just calling up and going, I can't, I'm sick.
Yeah, wrap yourself around a fireplace and a good book.
Yep, you got it. Hey, Carrie, thank you.
You have a good day, sir.
Okay, see you later.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Nikki in Denver. Nikki, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. I hope you're staying warm in your studio.
I'm trying to. I got the heat cranked up in here.
Yeah, I know you mentioned that you're not as warm as you used to be because you don't have as much insulation.
Yeah, I don't, except I'm ashamed to say now I probably have gained 40. No, I've gone up probably 10 or 15 pounds, so now I'm about 40 pounds away from my goal weight. It's just so, it's so hard.
It is hard.
And I'm working out. I'm working out like every other day.
Yeah, and unfortunately, the less you weigh, the less you're able to eat to maintain that weight, which a lot of people don't understand. But
I still, get cold. You're right. I'm colder than I was 2 years ago.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to go back to the topic because I'm running short on time. But,
sure.
I think the law that the previous caller talked about with the EPA may be a different law that I was thinking about. But the law I was thinking about is it's illegal to leave your car running in the morning, and that might be specific. I just moved to Denver. I was in Aurora, and they really emphasized it there. And what I was telling Turk is that I think when the law came into existence, it was when people would leave their cars unlocked and leave their keys in the car. But now that we have remote start and keyless entry and all this technology where you don't have to have a key to have your car or your car unlocked to warm it up in the morning, they really need to change the law. But when I was in Aurora, when they emphasized that, it was because car thefts were so high and they were also low priority. So if they made it a law for you to not be able to start your car in the morning, it cut down on the amount of thefts.
Well, here, the law they're talking about is in Denver, and they're saying that it has to do with environmental protection. And listen to this. The first warning you get is likely that's exactly what it's going to be. A warning is going to be issued on the first offense. Fines after that could reach $2,000 per violation.
That's insane.
I think the whole law is insane.
Well, like you said, there are times when you have to leave your car idling. I don't think it can be an absolute. What if you're stuck in traffic? What if you're waiting on something? You're in the drive-thru at the bank. You're going to leave your car idling more than 5 minutes.
Listen, whoever it is that came up with this law, let them get out in their car this morning. That's all I got to say. And you're right about this. How do you apply this when you're going through, like, Wendy's to get, like, a bottle of water or a diet soda?
Exactly. You can't control that, and you can't turn off your on and off your car when you're going through the drive-thru.
No, because I think doing that is bad for your car, too.
I would think so.
All right, Nikki, thanks. I appreciate the call.
Thank you. Stay warm.
Okay, you too. 303-713-7600. Does anybody agree with this law that if you idle your car more than 5 minutes, you get a $2,000 fine? Now, you don't get it if it's below 20 degrees, which is like it is this morning. But what do you do if you go to, like, a McDonald's or a Wendy's or a Starbucks or someplace like that, and you're doing it in July, and there's a big crowd? How are you supposed to get through that? Here's Misha in Longmont. Misha, you're on AM 760. Hey, good morning.
Hey, Bill. First time, long time. How's it going?
Oh, it's going okay, man.
Good, good. I own a delivery service. I have a small fleet of refrigerated vans, and this really bugs me because I carry a lot of refrigerated product, and it just doesn't sit well with me that I could be at a store making a drop, which usually takes me an hour. In the summertime especially, I have to keep the van running to keep the van at 32 degrees, and I could have a cop drive by and slap me with what you just said was a rather massive ticket, which I think is complete BS. I mean, is there going to be any commercial provisions for something like this? I don't have, like, really large vans that have separate generators on the top of them to run the refrigeration, which run a lot dirtier than your regular gas engine anyway.
Says the only exemption are emergency vehicles.
Really?
That's it.
Wow, that's fantastic.
First time you're going to get a warning. Second time you could get up to a $2,000 fine per violation.
Wow, that's real special.
What is it that you deliver?
I deliver three different types of salsa. I deliver prepared foods. I delivered non-refrigerated product. I carry about like 25 different local vendors, and my route is from Fort Collins to Manitou Springs. And I hit all the natural food stores at about 120 some odd coffee shops. So I deliver chai milk, you name it. I pretty much have it in my van.
Well, I'd like to know what these people think that somebody like you, I'd like to know what they think is going to happen. I mean, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to, like, turn your engine off and let that stuff spoil?
Well, here's the thing. If I bring something over 40 degrees into any Whole Foods or Vitamin Cottage, they refuse my delivery. So that's like, this is completely, bonkers. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, they should have exemptions in here.
Exactly.
Or for people that are in your situation. Look at the other thing I ask. All right, so you're on the road, right? You're making deliveries.
Right.
And it's about lunchtime.
Mm-hmm.
So you pull into Wendy's. And you're waiting in line because the line is long, and you prefer to do that rather than go in.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't you get busted there?
Sure. There would be probably some cop with an axe to grind who's, you know, I hate to badmouth the cops in this area. I had better experiences with them here than I did on the East Coast. But, you know, someone could be like, oh, I gotta write me a ticket today, and why not one of these? And, you know, oh, let's pick on the guy with the big van.
Yeah, see, that's ridiculous. Misha, thanks, man. I appreciate the call.
Have a good one.
All right, nobody has an answer to what I've asked at 303-713-7600. So what are you supposed to do? John, have you ever idled your car longer than 5 minutes waiting in line, like at Wendy's, Taco Bell, all the places that are not good for you, McDonald's?
Yes, I idled my car more than 5 minutes yesterday morning.
Slush and Pup?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, waiting in drive-thru and McDonald's.
So technically everybody could get a ticket.
Or how about just sitting in bumper-to-bumper traffic?
Well, they would exempt you for that.
I mean, but isn't that you're idling? You're not going anywhere?
Well, that's one of the reasons why I maintain the toll booths are bad.
Yeah.
Because people have to line up and idle.
Stop and pay.
You haven't lived until you're stuck idling on the Kennedy trying to get in the Northwest Tollway. And all you're doing is sitting there idling.
And sucking the person in front of you's exhaust.
Yeah, waiting to throw, like, your 50 cents in pennies and dimes. I mean, it's ridiculous. Yeah. So what are they going to do? They're going to pull up and give you a ticket?
I don't know. Probably not. How do they enforce this one?
I don't know. Are you supposed to turn your engine off?
I wonder if they're really out there actively enforcing it.
You know, I think it'd be a good question. All right, let's enforce some traffic here.
Well, Jay, the trip southbound 25 is going to take you a long time leaving Northland. Got single-digit speeds from 120th all the way down past 84th. Going to really last until 58th, and it's going to break loose just real briefly, and again, bunch up for you around I-70. Also looking at a crash in the tech center, northbound 25 around Bellevue. It is blocking the left-hand lane and left shoulder, causing backup stop-and-go conditions to Arapahoe. Also looking at stop-and-go jams eastbound 270 from 25 to Vasquez, and on the turnpike. Both directions really full, beginning at Sheridan if you're heading eastbound from Sheridan up to the interstate, and for you westbounders, Boulder bounders, from Sheridan out to Wadsworth. Just one other crash out there. It was on eastbound 76 to the ramp to southbound 25. The rest of the highway is looking pretty normal. 225 actually in pretty decent shape for you this morning. Your forecast, partly sunny in the a.m., then becoming mostly cloudy in the afternoon with the high around 18 degrees. Also have some chance for snow late this evening with not a lot of accumulation. Your current temperature downtown, minus 11 degrees. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Arapahoe Basin is the place to bring your kids to discover winter sports. The Kids Club Arapahoe program begins in January and includes...
You need a moving company, but the list is endless. With over 30 years of service in the metro area, Student Movers will handle your residential, commercial, designer, and storage needs as stress-free and economically as possible. The crews and staff are experienced and courteous and will give you advice on how to prepare and tips to help you save money. Visit them now at studentmovers.com. That's studentmovers.com. Student Movers. Lose the stress. Move with the best.
Experience the joy of designing your own ring at Jarrett, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jarrett!
Let the experts at Jarrett show you how easy it is to create an engagement ring that reflects your own personal style. Choose from their popular settings in platinum or hundreds of settings in gold. Then select the perfect diamond from thousands at Jarrett in a wide variety of shapes and sizes to create a ring that's yours and yours alone.
It can only be Jarrett!
Find a Jarrett store or shop anytime at Jarrett.com.
You know where knowing the name of George Clooney's first movie meets me winning something huge? I'm there.
Yeah, knowing that can win you a new iPod Nano. Hit State Farm Celebrity Trivia at iHeartMusic.com. Keyword State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You can do the same guaranteed, no matter how much money you make or how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. Call now for your free tape. 1-800-900-1484. For your free tape, call 1-800-900-1484. 1-800-900-1484.
Hi, this is Ken Moon from Around the House with a unique offer for the next 20 callers. Let Drain Solvers video your sewer lines for the amazingly discounted price of only $79.95. Drain Solvers can help prevent problems before they occur, especially around the holidays. When friends and family come over, be sure your lines are prepared for the heavier-than-normal use. These problems can end up costing you thousands and could ruin your holiday. Let Drain Solvers make you smile. Call them today at 303-423-1000. 303-423-1000.
This holiday season, save up to $100 when you give a TomTom. It's the GPS that's smarter than any other, and just like a sweater, it's a gift that works right out of the box. Only it's not lame. TomTom, go confidently.
The next few days, the weather word is cold.
Imagine if it was as cold inside as outside. Many Coloradans can't afford to heat their homes. Please donate to Energy Outreach Colorado, aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Yeah, man, it's cold out there. About 11 below zero right now. Slight chance of a snow. High today, going to be 18. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Martin on the radio station, available to you digitally at am760.net. And you can also go to my blog at jmarvinblog.com. We're talking about this law that says if you idle over 5 minutes, you get busted. But the law does not is suspended if it's below 20 degrees. So it's below 20 degrees right now. Let me go to Eric in Westminster. Eric, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how you doing today?
I'm doing okay.
Jay, I was just calling. I wanted to discredit a previous caller that was calling about the Ford Explorer, how she just turns her key in the ignition and just lets it sit there, and she says it warms up. On most cars, that's not going to warm up your car. You actually have to get the car running and going and heat up the engine block to heat up the water within the engine block so that it'll open up the thermostat within the engine itself.
Yeah, and these days you're talking about the coolant.
Yeah, the coolant. Yeah, exactly. And you have to let that water get warm, and then it's going to pass through your heater coil. And you'll know your car's warm when you look at that little gauge in the middle there, and if it's in the middle, you're going to start getting hot air out of your car, and it's going to take about 5 minutes, maybe a little bit more, so you may get a ticket.
Well, yeah, it's going to take more than 5 minutes in this weather, I think, don't you? Especially if your car's outside.
Oh, my car would barely start this morning.
Did you have it outside?
Yeah, I had it outside, and I haven't started it all weekend, so.
Oh, man, you haven't started it all weekend?
No, I went up to the mountains. I took my girlfriend's car, so I was up skiing. And it was cold up there, let me tell you.
Yeah, I'll bet you it was. Well, you know what? This law doesn't apply today because it's below 20 degrees.
Sure.
But the idea of it, I don't know, the idea of it is, like, why? What's the point?
I don't know. Probably 30 million cars for 5 minutes a day, you know.
All right, but what happens if you're going to go to Starbucks and you got to wait in line?
Well, you park your car and you walk in.
Well, yeah, but why do they have drive-up windows then?
If there's no line, I guess. I don't know.
See what I'm saying? I mean, like, how would you? What would you do if you're a police officer? Would you go into, like, the parking lot of Starbucks or Wendy's or one of these places and drive around and go, okay, you've been waiting in line longer than 5 minutes. You're busted.
No way. You know it's not going to happen. There's no way.
I mean, you can't. I mean, here's a law in the books you can't enforce, really.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, pal. I appreciate the call. Stay warm.
Hey, Jay, real quick.
Yeah.
Did you happen to see Bush this weekend in Iraq?
Oh, yeah. He got the shoes thrown at him.
That's the Egyptian guy, the Egyptian reporter threw his shoes at Bush.
Yeah, don't you love that?
I really wish it would hit him in the nose. Watch it.
You'll get the Secret Service down here. All right, we'll see you later.
Thanks, Jay. Take care.
And if you want to see a video of that, go to my blog at jmarvinblog.com. I've got it up there. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about the Rocky Mountain News and newspapers in general. Stick around.
What's standing between you and your dream kitchen? Well, if you think high-quality hardwood cabinets are beyond your reach, reach for the phone and call 1-800-700-0149. We're Designers Surplus, and we sell beautiful hardwood cabinets for less, way less. That's right.
Even the big chain home improvement stores can't beat our prices, because Designer Surplus simply offers more for less. You'll find dozens of beautiful solid wood cabinets in oak, cherry, and more. And you won't have to sacrifice style for price, because we carry everything from the clean lines of modern design to traditional styling fine enough to grace even the most stately home. All ready for pickup or shipped directly to you. So don't let the high cost of hardwood kitchen cabinets stand between you and your dream kitchen. Call or visit a Designer Surplus store near you. Or call now for your free full-color catalog. 1-800-700-0149. That's 1-800-700-0149. 1-800-700-0149.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Dave Barrett. It was a scheme that cost many celebrities lots of money, and many others have been bilked out of cash they were counting on. This involves the former NASDAQ chairman. CBS's Vicki Barker joins us live to explain.
The sheer scale of Bernard Madoff's self-confessed fraud is staggering. Joyce Greenberg's life has been plunged from security to terrible uncertainty.
I have no idea whether I have zero or all or anything in between.
Neither do dozens, perhaps hundreds of other victims, from giant hedge funds to small charities. Now banks in Britain, France, Spain, and Italy all say they trusted money with Madoff too. Other victims, foundations run by Steven Spielberg and New Jersey Senator Frank Lautenberg. Dave?
Will the federal government assist the car industry after that Senate vote failed last week? Aboard Air Force One today, President Bush said something's in the works, but there is no deal yet. GM and Chrysler have stated that they need billions in loans or within weeks they could run out of cash. WWJ's Jeff Gilbert says cutbacks are being made right now in many ways.
Not only have executive dining rooms been closed, but at some plants, cafeterias have been replaced by lunch wagons. And Chrysler says no free food for journalists at next month's big auto show here in Detroit. Some cuts are a sign of the times. Chrysler has decided not to pay to clear snow from the top of its headquarters parking garage. With fewer employees, it doesn't need to use as many parking spaces.
When an Iraqi journalist threw his two shoes at President Bush during a Baghdad briefing.
This was a huge embarrassment for the prime minister and his party. Right at a moment when they're coming up to provincial elections. So this is really the last thing Prime Minister al-Maliki needed.
CBS's Randall Joyce is in the Iraqi capital. That journalist was arrested, and besides questioning, he's undergoing drug and alcohol tests. Today in Sadr City, street protests in support of what that reporter did. President Bush finished his surprise visits to Iraq and Afghanistan. He told leaders and U.S. forces that he sees progress being made in both nations. Still hundreds of thousands of customers without power following the big New England ice storm. Tough go for Harriet Katz in Augusta, Maine.
The best thing is, of course, my gas stove. But I'm concerned because the propane is running out.
We live with well water, and you need an electric pump to pump the well water up to the house.
Martin Murray is with Public Service of New Hampshire.
Neighbors are helping neighbors. They're loaning them generators. They're loaning them a space in their homes to stay and stay warm and take a shower.
Why would colon cancer death rates be nearly 50% higher among African Americans compared to whites? Diet may play a part, according to Dr. Daniel Blumenthal at the Morehouse School of Medicine.
African Americans are less likely to eat a lot of fruits and vegetables as compared to whites.
50,000 people die of colon cancer every year in this country. Wall Street S&P futures are down 2 points. This is CBS News.
What if we told you we'd created the perfect card for your business? A card that can give you the working capital you need, interest-free. A card that can earn you rewards to reinvest in your business. A card that's not a credit card. Well, meet the American Express Open Charge Card. To get the purchasing power millions of owners already have in their wallets, call 1-800-NOW-OPEN. American Express Open. Calling all business owners. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply.
Who are all these people, Lisa? And how do they know who you are?
Oh, I used all the money I saved on my motorcycle insurance to buy my own fame. Isn't it great? These people love me.
Why do they want to take my picture?
Oh, I told them you stole my boyfriend and took him to a movie premiere. Sorry.
Saving you money on your motorcycle insurance is our business. What you do with the money is your business. Call today or visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico Motorcycle. Let's ride.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. Dangerously cold temperatures socking the state, breaking back-to-back records at DIA. The temperature reading dipped to 18 below last night. That broke a 107-year-old record. Temps broke another record this morning, that one set in 1951. Today, a little bit better.
We're going to try and start to warm things up again. So despite yesterday's readings that were mostly below zero, we're going to moderate hopefully back into the teens today. And if we get a little sunshine, that should help make it feel warmer as well.
Dave Bargenbrook with the National Weather Service. There is another storm headed for the state. It'll drop a foot or more of snow in the central mountains by tomorrow afternoon. U.S. Senator Ken Salazar, a strong bet to be the next Secretary of the Interior. That according to a number of sources. If Salazar were to take a cabinet position in the Obama administration, Governor Bill Ritter would appoint his Senate replacement. The Secretary of the Interior is an important cabinet position for Western states dealing with such issues as conservation, natural resources, and oil and gas drilling leases. Staffers at the Rocky Mountain News have launched a website to rally readers who want to show their support for the newspaper and prevent its possible closure. Reporter John Enslin says the site, IWantMyRocky.com, seemed like the most immediate and positive thing staffers could do to build support and promote the paper to a possible buyer. Sports: Broncos get pounded at Carolina. The AFC West title will have to wait at least another week. Buffalo is in town next Sunday. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Aaron O'Neill with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And those iffy road conditions this morning keeping traffic really backed up around town. In fact, you're going to have plenty of extra time on hand if you have to hit I-25 southbound outside of Thornton and Northland down to single-digit speeds from 120th Avenue down through 84th. Also southbound 225, traffic is just creeping from Parker Road all the way in. We do have a couple of accidents here in the city. Eastbound 6th Avenue after Kipling, that's blocking up the left lane. A slow ride in from Union Sims there. Northbound 225 approaching 6th Avenue, have a multi-car accident that's quickly backing that traffic up past Mississippi. And heading outside of Castle Rock, northbound I-25 north of Founders, have a jackknife accident. It's a truck hauling another vehicle has blocked up a couple lanes there. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Want to save money on gas? Accumulate $100 in purchases at your neighborhood King Supers and save 10 cents per gallon at all participating King Supers fuel centers. Get details at King Supers. Right store, right price.
What if we told you we'd created the perfect card for your business? A card that can give you the working capital you need, interest-free. A card that can earn you rewards to reinvest in your business. A card that's not a credit card. Well, meet the American Express Open Charge Card. To get the purchasing power millions of owners already have in their wallets, call 1-800-NOW-OPEN. American Express Open. Calling all business owners. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply.
Let's just not start off in a negative mood, I tell you.
I know this guy from somewhere.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin.
Morning, Jay. How are you doing?
Good morning, Jay.
Love your show, Jay.
It's really great to listen to you.
And I appreciate what you do on the radio.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Well, I better get back in the game here. Not that I was ever out of it. But I'll tell you something. Everything that's going on, Bush getting hit with the shoe, the whole mess, which, by the way, you can see a video of that on our website at am760.net or my blog at jmarvinblog.com. With everything that's going on, I still am fascinated and want to sit here and talk about the weather. What's the temperature now, John?
Temperature right now is, let's go downtown, minus 12. It's getting colder.
How can it be getting colder with the sun starting to come up?
Not sure. It's getting colder, though.
Because it's darkest before the dawn. That is like, or it's coldest before the dawn. I mean, there's stuff to talk about. We can talk about the Rocky Mountain News and about newspapers in general. I guess I'll get to that. And about new technology. But I really want to talk about the weather, but I'm not sure how to talk about it. I mean, I could ask the age-old corny question, how are you faring in this? Tell me your story about the coldest day that you remember.
Or the old evergreen radio topic, where are you and how cold is it?
Yeah, where are you and how cold is it? Let's find out from Brad on line 4. Yeah, okay, that topic sucks and doesn't work. But the weather is the big story here this morning. And there's black ice all over the roads. And I really had to take it slow coming in this morning. And I'm usually one of those people who doesn't really do that. And it's freezing out. You know something, though? I'll tell you something that's more remarkable. My two Welsh corgis don't mind it at all. 4 o'clock this morning, they were jonesing to get out there and fool around in the snow and the cold. How do you figure that? Now, the Minpin didn't want to get anywhere near it. He was resisting. Mary had to stick him physically out the door. And it reminds me of the days when I lived in Milwaukee and also Chicago, where, boy, you couldn't get a dog outside if your life depended on it. And they would say things like, make sure your gas tank is topped off, because if it isn't topped off, your gas could freeze. And the biggest thing you freak out about is, okay, how about if it's 12 below zero, like it is now, and you get a power outage? Now, you know, they don't allow wood-burning fireplaces anymore because of the EPA situation. So you get a power outage, man, you are nailed. What are you going to do? Turn the ovens on? We have a little gas fireplace in our house. And it doesn't do too bad of a job warming the living room. But it doesn't do anything for the upstairs. So I guess everybody could sleep downstairs, you know, if that's what happened. And the thing that we would be concerned about is not that the dogs and ourselves couldn't survive it, but our double yellow-headed Amazon parrot wouldn't be able to get by. All right, so there are other things. We could talk about Bush getting hit with a shoe, but I want to talk about the weather, because the weather is a big topic here this morning. This is the big thing. So I'd love to hear from you as to how it affects you. And the coldest day that you ever remember, at 303-713-7600. And we can also talk about the effect of the weather. Now, the coldest, I said this earlier last hour, the coldest time I have ever been through, not counting the 84 degrees below zero, actually, I think it was 86 below zero, was last January in Daytona. And it was only 40, 45 degrees outside, but it was so damp that it was like, oh, my God, my teeth were chattering. It was so cold. I just couldn't believe it. We left here with snow on the ground in January. Arrived in Daytona, and it wasn't that cold. It had to be about 50 or 60 degrees. But then at night, whew, down it goes. And there's nothing worse than a damp cold. All right, let's go to Jim in Louisville. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing, Jay?
I'm doing okay, man. Trying to stay warm.
Yeah, I know. It kind of reminds me, I remember the coldest time I actually went on purpose winter camping one winter. So
what were you doing? Okay, wait a minute.
College paper on hypothermia, okay?
You're doing a college paper on hypothermia, so you decide to go out and test that?
No, I actually had a nutty teacher friend who did that for fun, you know. It was awesome, actually. Lost a few things down in the deep snow, but anyway, I just wanted to say, you know, with this weather like it is, it kind of reminded me of the problem that we have with our mountain population and our pine beetle situation. It takes, I believe, and somebody needs to kind of help me out here, but it takes about 2 or 3 weeks, I think, of a deep freeze in order to kill off the larva, I think, of the pine beetle.
Well, I wouldn't mind that as long as it's in the mountains
right.
And not down here.
Well, exactly, but I just it's kind of a time to maybe to think that maybe the mountains aren't going to get that freeze this year, and if that's the case, that's a good thing, you know, and hopefully we could be a little bit more conscientious about what's going on with that globally as well as locally here in Colorado.
Well, you know what people are going to say?
Yeah.
They're going to say, well, if it's that cold here,
right?
Okay, how does global warming apply?
Well, I agree with that, but that's part of this. You know, scientists know that, and people, I think, even generally know that you're going to have extremes, and this is kind of extreme. What, 10 degrees colder than the coldest temperature? You know, I don't know about in this metro area. I don't know how it ranks with, you know, like some January temperature.
Well, I think we broke an all-time record last night.
Okay.
With 18 below.
Wow. Wow. Well, hey, Jay, it's wonderful to talk to you again.
Well, thanks, man. I appreciate you calling in.
Okay.
All right, we'll talk to you.
All right, thanks, man.
303-713-7600. We're talking about the weather because you talk about the big story this morning. The big story this morning is the weather. Let's go to Sue in Duluth, or you're from Duluth and you're now in Denver.
Yeah. Good morning, Jay. My corgis personally hate this stuff and won't go out in it if they don't absolutely have to. But the coldest thing I can remember, the most extreme thing I can remember, was a year that I was in Duluth for Christmas and my sister and her husband were here in Denver. And the temperature differential was 112 degrees.
Whoa.
It was 56 degrees below zero in Duluth with the wind chill, and it was 56 above here in Denver on Christmas Day.
That, you know, that's remarkable, isn't it?
Yeah, when you think about that, that's just sort of mind-boggling.
It is mind-boggling. Yeah. You know, extreme heat is mind-boggling, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like when it's 117, 118 degrees outside.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't mind that as opposed to when it's cold.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that seems to bother me more.
Yeah. Oh, and as for the parrots, I keep several great big, relatively parrot-safe candles around. So if the power does go out, I bring all the parrots into one room, cover their cages with blankets and towels, and light some candles to try to keep the temperature above freezing.
What kind of parrots do you have?
I've got a Moluccan, a Citron, a double yellow, and about 25 smaller birds.
Boy, you got a lot of animals, sir.
Yep, yep.
I'm just always scared something's going to happen to my double yellow if the power goes out.
I like to wrap the cage in towels, put them in a smaller cage if necessary, wrap it in towels, and put them near some kind of heat source, but again, not too close either.
All right. Hey, Sue, thanks for the call.
All right. Have a great day, Jay.
All right, you too. And stay warm. What'd you say, John? 17 minutes after 7, 303-713-7600. We're talking about the cold weather here this morning. Either the coldest day you've ever been in your life, or any other aspect of the cold here this morning. By the way, black ice all over the place. So if any of you have driven in and encountered this, I'd like to hear from you as well. Speaking of hearing about traffic, it's 7:18, 18 minutes after 7, and John Turk tells us what's going on.
Jay, several new accidents around the metro. It is going to be icy in patches across the city. Right now, we're going to four-car accident northbound I-225 as you approach 6th Avenue, seeing backups all the way back past Mississippi. The southbound side in Aurora is also slammed as you make that Parker curve down to I-25, but no accidents there. Also got a crash down in Castle Rock, northbound I-25. A truck hauling another vehicle is jacked. Black Knife. This just after Founders Parkway. Seeing some thick jams there leaving Castle Rock. Also crash on eastbound 6th Avenue, blocking the left-hand lane there after Kipling. So it's going to be tough getting out of Lakewood as well for you. And finally, a disabled vehicle center lane blocked southbound I-25 as you approach Hamden. Speeds there from Colorado to Hamden going to be in the teens, maybe hit up into the 20s. So it is kind of a mess out there so far. Also got one crash on the surface streets, Monaco at Cherry Creek Drive South, and this coming down the pike as well, an accident on the shoulder at the end of the ramp from eastbound C-470 to northbound I-25. That ramp is usually pretty icy. Your forecast, skies will be sunny until this afternoon, but the cold blast continues with highs in the mid-teens. At DIA at 3:30 this morning, we hit minus 18.
You don't have to wait any longer. With Walmart's unbeatable prices, you can now upgrade to the phenomenal movie-watching experience of Blu-ray. Samsung HD TVs and Sony Blu-ray players have never been more affordable. And The Mummy, Tomb of the Dragon Emperor, rated PG-13, is coming on Blu-ray and DVD December 16th. So now you can bring Hollywood's biggest movies home in high definition. Save money, live better, Walmart. We will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. See store for details.
Hi, Charlie Haynes of Louisville, poker player and inventor of card parlor darts, combining the skill of darts with a strategy of poker. Play regulation darts or card parlor dart games on this great new board. Rather than just playing for points as in traditional darts, players collect cards to create winning poker hands. It's a new twist on a great game, and it's easy to play. If you can throw a dart, you can learn card parlor darts. It can be found at dartworld.com. Again, dartworld.com. It makes a great gift for $55.
Been there before. So I know what I'm talking about. How about driving your car around with no heater? Because your heater's busted. And you figure, well, the car's old, and what the heck? I'm not going to get it fixed. You know, why should you go that route when you can go to Rocky's Autos and get a decent car, a good car, for a price you can afford with their matching down incentive, the fact that they'll show you the book price, and heater or no heater, they want to see your trade-in. Also, if you want a four-wheel, all-wheel, or front-wheel drive vehicle, you can get it at Rocky's Autos because they've got it right there at 63rd and Federal. They've got hundreds of vehicles in stock, and they've got clean, late-model cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs all previously driven and just immaculate. I mean, you'll just love what you see. They've got a white BMW in there that is inside the showroom there that is absolutely gorgeous. So if you're driving around out there and your heater doesn't work correctly and you got it bundled in the nines to be able to get where you're going, then you got to realize that you got to get another car or truck or whatever it is you're interested in. So get out to Rocky's Autos. You can go there anytime between 9 and 8, Monday through Saturday. Rocky's Autos, 63rd and Federal.
The next few days, the weather word is cold.
Imagine if it was as cold inside as outside. Many Coloradans can't afford to heat their homes. Please donate to Energy Outreach Colorado, aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
This holiday season, save up to $100 when you give a TomTom. It's the GPS that's smarter than any other, and just like a sweater, it's a gift that works right out of the box. Only it's not lame. TomTom. Go confidently.
This is going to be a tough holiday season for countless families across America, yet those in Washington seem to take such a callous attitude, allowing this grind to continue without action. Look, we're in debt up to our ears. Can we at least feel good about it?
Ed Schultz, mornings 10 to 1.
Can we get some kind of tax credit? Can we get some kind of relief? Can you do something for the short-term holiday season?
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Why not?
Freezing our butts off. 7:23, 23 minutes after the hour here. AM 760, a Progressive Talk, slight chance of snow. High today 18. Right now it's 12 below zero. And I'm asking you about the coldest day you've ever been through. And also just your reaction to the cold weather here this morning. Because, man, it is cold. And what's the number one topic this morning? Well, the number one topic this morning is the weather.
I tried to get Stacy to stick her tongue to this little metal piece we went hot tubbing last night out.
Oh, you did not.
Yeah, I tried. She wouldn't fall for it.
Oh, come on. You did not.
Yeah, I was like, stick your tongue there. She's like, no, I'm not stupid.
You know, I've never had that happen to me. I've never had my flesh freeze to anything.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Here, let's go outside and do a little radio experiment.
No, we don't need to. We don't need to. We don't need to do that. And I think I've repeated like a number of times the story about the coldest day I ever went through, which was 86 below zero. So I don't think that we need to repeat that story again. But it's true. After a while. Well, okay. How about this? I saw a guy this morning at 4:10 in the morning, and this cat was bicycling to work. Now, I'm a man, but I'm not that big of a man. He was bicycling to work at 4:10 in the morning. Okay, we got anybody out there that bicycles this time of the year? How in the world are you going to get out there? Because the sky's clear. How are you going to get out there and bicycle in this cold? Or even get out there and, like, ride a motorcycle? And plus, you've got black ice out there. Here's Frank in Brighton. Frank, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How about you?
Good. This ain't nothing. I drive a truck, and I go up to Wyoming, and I was up in Sheridan here a couple winters ago, and it was 37 below with no wind chill.
Ouch.
The wind chill was about 80-some below, and the diesel fuel was starting to gel up, and the airlines were starting to freeze, and it was quite an experience.
Well, how did you, number one, okay, number one, did you just let the truck idle?
Yeah, when we get to where we were going, you had to let it run because if you shut it off for too long, the fuel would gel up and then it wouldn't start. So you just let it idle while you sleep in the truck or whatever. You don't shut the truck off till you get back to Denver.
Man, oh man. Now, it was nice and warm inside the truck, right?
Oh yeah, going down the road, the heater was on high, your windows were icing up, and like I say, you kept watching your fuel because it would start to gel, but we made it, but that's pretty much the coldest I've ever been in.
Yeah. How about driving the roads when it's that cold?
Yeah. Well, the roads, you know, you got the black ice on it, and when the wind blows it across, it blows the snow across the road, and it gets pretty slick, but you just take your time, but that was pretty cold.
Yeah, that was doggone cold. I got one last question for you. How do you get any heat in the tires?
You don't. They just get hard like a rock, and then you can hear when you hit a bump, it's a little bumpy.
Yeah, a little tough, huh?
A little tough. But anyway, I just wanted to tell you what I've been through. So,
hey, all right.
All right, thank you.
Stay warm.
You bet. Bye.
See ya. Okay, could you imagine that? Driving a semi in this weather? That's the other thing, too, when you drive. How do you get heat in your tires? Because your tires become like lumps of rock. Here's Sam. In Erie. Sam, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hey.
Not 86 below, but up in Montana at West Yellowstone, I think it was 91. Young Life, 40 below at night. The kicker was getting the cars and the bus started in the morning because it never did get higher than 20 below that next morning.
Jeez.
Beautiful morning. It was absolutely fantastic, crystals in the air and everything. But it took us about 3 hours to get the cars going. Jump starting, coals in coffee cans underneath to heat the engine blocks. And once you got your car started, I had a four-speed. I had to keep my foot pressed down on the gear shift. It took 45 minutes just to get the oil running to be able to pull your foot off the shift.
Oh, keep man. It and, so, and, so, and so what? You got all those vehicles started by jump starting them?
Yeah, it basically took about 3 hours. We put coals, you know, like charcoal in coffee cans underneath, hair dryers down the carburetors on top of the carburetor.
Oh man, that's rough.
No, it was, you know, a bunch of high school kids, and it was you know, it was a challenge and fun, but it was it took a long time and it was pretty brutal.
Yeah, 3 hours. Well, you know, the one time that I was in Chicago that it was 86 below zero. Those people who could get their cars started then spent a couple hours driving around to other cars and jump-starting those cars.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that was the, you know, we had a bus with all the, you know, these high school kids, and so that was the, we needed to be done because we had to go home that day. But, you know, we got it done. It was cold out.
Yeah, that's amazing. Sam, thanks. Yeah. I appreciate the call.
Go. No problem.
All right, a couple of lines open at 303-713-7600. It's 12 below zero out there, and I'm asking about the coldest day you've ever been through, particularly if you're a native Coloradoan. But if you're from some other state, we want to hear about that too. Yeah, does anybody ever get this feeling when it's this cold? Think about the people who live in California, like particularly Southern California, which is where I grew up. I never saw any cold weather until I moved to Lynchburg, Virginia.
You know, Stacy asked me last night before we were going to bed, she's like, God, I wonder what the homeless people do on nights like this.
They go into the shelters, they extend it.
They're full, you know? God, I hope that everybody gets indoors, because last night just would have been brutal.
Well, I'm going to the parking garage one night when I'm working in Chicago. It's freezing. It's like 35 below zero. And I get in the elevator to go up to my car. And the elevator door is open, and there's this homeless guy laying on the floor, bundled up in a jacket. And I almost stepped on him. So I started talking to him. So it turns out that the guy's a Vietnam vet. And he just can't get his act together. So I just reached in my pocket, and I think I had like, I don't know, $30 or $40 on me, and I gave it to him and said, hey, man, I don't know if there's enough to go find a hotel room, but, you know, try.
Yeah, I'm sure he found a room for that much, yeah.
Because I said, hey, you know, you sleep out here, you're going to die.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope everybody was inside last night.
You know, that brings up a whole other topic.
For the 8 o'clock weather topic.
Well, but I don't want to get off this topic we're talking about the weather, but I just want to make an observation. Doesn't it blow your mind in a country this rich, in a country this powerful, that we got people, and we got more people now than ever before, standing on street corners begging for money?
Mm-hmm.
Where do these folks go at night when it's this cold?
That's pretty sad.
I mean, it is sad. And I know what the usual arguments are going to be. Now, they're out there because they can't, because they're mentally screwed up or they can't get a job. They're lazy. But that can't be the truth with all of them.
Right. I mean, you do see several out there that they'd look capable of maybe going down to McDonald's even and filling out an application, you know?
Well, here's my question, though. How do you get a gig if you have no home address to put down on your application?
Yeah.
All right, 7:31, 31 minutes after the hour. Black ice all over the place. John with traffic.
Yeah, Jay, look out for that black ice. It's caused several accidents so far this morning. Our big one right now, a four-car crash northbound I-225 as you approach 6th Avenue, seeing slow traffic all the way back around Parker Road. Southbound side also full there onto the trip to the tech center at I-25. In the tech center, got a little situation. Had an earlier stall there on the southbound side around Hamden. Now it looks like we have an accident there kind of messing things up. On the northbound side of 25, we cleared an earlier accident just now around Castle Rock at Founders Parkway. So traffic is moving around there a little bit better northbound 25 from Highway 85 up to Founders. Other situations right now, an accident on the ramp from southbound 225 to Colfax. Also got an accident blocking the left lane eastbound 6th Avenue after Kipling. Your forecast, partly sunny in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy this afternoon with a high around 18 degrees. Have a chance for snow late this evening with not a lot of accumulation in the city. Your current temperature downtown, minus 9 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Card Parlor Darts, the skill of darts, the strategy of poker. Go to dartworld.com.
Choice is a good thing, especially at the freeway. Right now at Freeway Ford, get your choice of an 09 Focus or Ranger for just $11,900.
If someone you know would love a quality Swiss watch for the holidays, go to Jarrett, the Galleria of Jewelry. As you might expect from the store that has five times the selection of ordinary jewelry stores, you'll find an outstanding collection with brands like Tag Heuer, Movado, Tissot, and many more. But unlike stores that carry just a few models, Jarrett always has the latest styles of the brands you want.
It can only be Jarrett.
Find a Jarrett store or shop anytime at Jarrett.com.
Maybe it's just me being a coach and all, but I thought winning was supposed to be hard. So Staples is doing this gifted for free thing where 10,000 people are going to win their entire purchase. GPSs, digital cameras. You know what? You're awesome at listening to the radio. You deserve a trophy or something, too. I mean, everyone else is winning these days. 10,000 winners, everything in the cart. Where's the challenge, Staples? Go to giftedforfree.com if you absolutely must.
No purchase necessary. Go to giftitforfree.com for official rules. Must be 18 or older. Ends 12/24/08.
On November 4th, 2008, Barack Obama made history. This holiday season, relive all the excitement from election night with your own commemorative DVD from the Chicago Sun-Times, including Barack Obama's historic victory speech, never-before-seen photos, video, and commentary from Carol Marine, Richard Roper, and Mary Mitchell. For only $10.99, it's the perfect stocking stuffer. Maximize your screen now and click on our ad to place your order. Or call 866-236-5696 to order your commemorative Obama Election Night DVD now for only $10.99 and free shipping.
Now, you hear all these people run around and talk about tort reform. Let me tell you what tort reform is. Tort reform is an effort to limit your access to the courts. So if you get into any of these situations, including medical malpractice, you're going to need all the help you can get. And there's only one place to go. And that's Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, two of my very best friends. And they are pit bulls when it comes to this stuff. They fight corporations and insurance companies for real people like you and myself every single day. They're trial lawyers. They're litigators. So they don't fool around. And they're progressive in their political views, too. So they also don't fool around about that. So before you get victimized by somebody or someone or some corporation, pick up the phone and call the law offices of Mike Turner and Scott Henderson. And do it today, ASAP, because you need to know your legal rights. And not only that, they don't have any right to push you around. 303-300-1661. That's 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret that credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call 1-800-293-4131. That's 1-800-293-4131. This is a limited time offer, so call today for your free information. 1-800-293-4131. 4131.
If you've ever wanted a truly spectacular diamond ring, you'll want to visit Jared this weekend. That's because this weekend, when you purchase your diamond at Jared, you'll receive up to $1,000 toward the purchase of a beautiful diamond setting. Choose from thousands of diamonds and have your one-of-a-kind ring created right here at Jared in time for Christmas. Get set in diamonds this weekend for a reward worth up to $1,000. This weekend, only at Jared.
It can only be Jared.
Finding something you can rely on is easier than you think. I'm Norm Miller, chairman of Interstate Batteries, and our batteries are just around the corner from you. Sold at over 200,000 retailers. Heck, we're in every county in the U.S. And that means it's easier than ever to own the Interstate Battery peace of mind. Because with one of ours, you'll hear this. Instead of this. Call 1-800-CRANK-IT or visit InterstateBatteries.com to find the dealer nearest you. Tested, trusted. Interstate Batteries.
Play a harmonica in this weather. 7:37, 37 minutes after the hour here. Slight chance of snow. High today 18. Right now 12 below zero. Asking about your weather-related stories. And because how can you talk about anything else this morning? What's more relevant than how cold it is outside? And there's black ice out there. Man, be careful. All right, let's go to Mike, which I think is going to be a gross story. Mike in Commerce City, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. So you want to hear the story?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. It was like Darwin at work. I was ski patrolling up in Vail, and it was one of these days. You know, it doesn't matter if it was 15 or 18, whatever, below kind of what we call styrofoam cold, where you step on the snow and it squeaks like you're crushing styrofoam. But
right,
we were settled into the ski patrol building and trying to stay warm and only go out if we had to. And we got a call that we had an emergency down at Tower 12 on Lift 6, and we skied down, and some 12-year-old girl had talked her 10-year-old brother into putting his tongue on the lift tower.
Oh, jeez. You got to be kidding me.
No, not kidding at all. Not making it up. His tongue was stuck to that lift tower.
How'd you get him out of there?
Well, you know, one of the things about ski patrolling is you have to be real serious about this, and this was a very, very serious situation. And although, you know, it's kind of funny in a kind of a weird, nice sister way, but we kind of rolled all the boys and the toys and brought down everything we could think of, most notably blankets and what we call heat packs, which were things that you kind of crush them.
Oh, yeah, right.
And they produce heat, and so we kind of cocooned his head with heat packs inside there, and just took our time and let the heat packs do their work, and got his tongue off, and then immediately took him in and administered whatever we could to make sure there wasn't tissue damage, and it did have a happy ending. The kid was fine and everything, but I guess that's my story.
Oh no, why couldn't you? All right, now this is what I would have thought of, which obviously probably wouldn't have worked. Why couldn't you have put warm water on his tongue?
Well, you know, a couple people brought down some 1 gallon jugs of warm water, and I had to kind of decide whether that would work or not. And it probably would have, but my concern was that the water might have frozen so fast that we'd exacerbate the situation. And there was no chance of the heat packs exacerbating the situation. In other words, water could have frozen and made it worse. Heat packs, there wasn't any downside. But it's probably a good idea. I don't know.
How long did it take you to get his tongue off the tower?
Well, I think the freezing of his tongue was arrested. It didn't freeze anymore after about 30 seconds of getting the heat packs in and around, and we got the temperatures to where the tongue didn't come loose immediately.
Oh,
but
geez, thinking about that is just like,
yeah.
Oh,
and,
man.
You could tell just by his, he couldn't verbalize, but you could tell just by his guttural sounds that he was in extreme pain. And it was a very serious situation, and I think probably, you know, not as rare as, like your friend there was saying, he told Stacy to put her tongue on that metal. I don't think it's probably as rare as people believe.
All I know is that one day when it was 86 below, they were telling people, do not stay out for any prolonged period of time or your skin will freeze.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of times in avalanche control, as a patrolman, you're the only ones that are out there for extended periods, because ski instructors and anybody with any sensibility has a way and should be inside. But we'd have to be out there throwing bombs, busting stuff loose. And, you know, I've lost part of my left ear due to frostbite, which was repaired cosmetically, and you can't tell any difference. But the end of my nose sloughed off one time, and my right toes to this day have poor circulation from being frostbit. It's part of the gig.
All right, so what do you make about this guy I saw this morning at 4 o'clock bicycling to work?
Well, you know, to me that's a little bit of, hey, look at me. You know, it's kind of, I don't want to say it's self-promotion, but that's just kind of a little silly.
It's bizarre, though. The guy was like all bundled up and he was doing it.
Yeah, well, he's probably riding to see his shrink.
Yeah, you're probably right. Mike, thanks, man.
All right, take care.
All right. Yeah, what do you mean? Anybody here want to tell me that they bicycled to work this morning at 303-713-7600? I saw this guy out this morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, and he's bicycling along. Here's George and Conifer. George, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning, Jay?
Oh, it's Georgia. I'm doing fine, Georgia. How are you?
Oh, I'm staying warm. Actually, it's that warmer up here, Conifer, than it is down there.
It didn't really? Get...
Oh, yeah. It's only zero.
Oh, only zero. Ah, it's only zero here. Well, then,
well,
go. Hey, I mean, zero.
Below zero.
Well, I mean, zero. You can run around your backyard naked.
Right. No way.
Oh, jeez.
I'm sitting here in front of the fire.
Well, that makes better sense.
Yeah. Back, I think it was 1960, we were living down in Lakewood, and we had a Renault 4CV.
Oh, right, yeah.
The little four-cylinder guy.
Sure, and, a car?
Yeah, a car. We had it in the garage, but, of course, it was a separate garage, and it wasn't heated. So we did the same thing the other guy did. We had a little picnic broiler, so we put charcoal in it.
You know what? I'm scared of doing that, though. Wouldn't your car explode?
Well, there's no open flame. Once you get... So we didn't put it in there until it was glowing. So there wasn't any flame to reach any of the oil.
Oh, okay. I see.
Okay. And so we stuck it in there until it warmed up because there was... You couldn't even turn that thing over, you know, when that grease was so cold. Anyway, we started it up. And it was 30 below. It was in January, of course, and, you know, we do have it really get cold in. But we started off down Kipling. I worked at Martin at the time, and my husband was driving me to work, and then he was going to go to work. And we got about halfway down Kipling to the old airport down there, which is where Kipling kind of drops down into the valley.
Right.
There's kind of a bluff right there, and that's where the old airport was.
Right.
And we had a flat tire.
Oh, okay. You know, at that point, reach in the glove compartment and pull out a gun and just end it. You had a flat tire in that weather?
Well, we didn't have a spare.
Oh, no, you're kidding me. You didn't have a spare either?
No, we were very young and poor.
Well, what the hell did you do?
Well, luckily it happened right there at the airport. And we tried the outside phone, and it was so cold it wouldn't work. But there was somebody living there taking care of it, and we used his phone and called my cousin to come and pick us up. But what was interesting is the sun was shining bright. You know, it was one of those bright, gorgeous days. Where this, as the guy talked about, the sparkles in the air. And inside the car, sitting there waiting for my cousin, it wasn't that bad because we were parked so that we were facing south and we were getting, you know, actually warmth through the windshield. But what was interesting when we started out in the morning was, you know, the 4CV's heating system is nil. You know, all it was
oh, yeah,
air,
right.
Air blowing off of the radiator, and that was it. And of course, it was a rear-engine automobile, so it was warm in the back seat. But in the front seat, I sat there with the ice scraper, and I'd scrape frost off the windshield so my husband could see where it was going. And, the problems with cheap cars.
Well, you know what? Look, I just want to end it on this. It's that cold outside, and you get a flat tire. I don't know what I'd do.
Well, my cousin picked me up, and what was interesting, though, is that night when we went to pick up the car, it was late in the evening, and I felt this warmth on my face, and it actually had warmed up to, I don't know, in the 20s. And the next day, it was 55 at Lowry Air Force Base and 25 at Stapleton.
I'll tell you what I would have done. I would have taken that car and torched it and then called the insurance company. Hey, I got to go to Georgia. Thank you. I appreciate the call.
All right.
Bye. All right. John, you imagine getting a flat tire on the way to work this morning?
No. That's why I have a AAA.
Yeah, that's
probably the best $100 I spend a year.
Yeah, I have AAA too, but I'm telling you what, man, I had that happen to me. I torch my car
yeah.
and walk away.
I saw somebody yesterday. It was probably about, I think, like 2 or 3 degrees, and I saw him broken down a flat tire on the side of the road.
Yeah, just torch it and walk off, and then call the insurance company and claim it was stolen.
Did I stop to help the guy fix his flat tire?
Yeah, did you?
No.
You know, that's another question.
Jerk. What a jerk I am,
Well, that's another question. How many people have stopped and helped somebody change a flat tire?
In, like, 20-degree below. I should have.
In any weather.
Yeah.
Not me.
He looked like he knew what he was doing.
I know I'm a jerk. All right, 7:49, 49 minutes after the hour. What's the traffic look like?
Jay, single-digit speeds plague and 225 in Aurora in a different couple spots. First, a four-car accident northbound side approaching 6th Avenue. Going to hit the slow jams beginning back around Mississippi. Also looking at single-digit speeds on the southbound side from Iliff to 25. And just further north, we do have a crash on the ramp from southbound 225 to Colfax, messing people up trying to get off there in Aurora. Also looking at single-digit speeds on southbound 25 this morning from 120th down past 84th and even into downtown. That ride is real slow for you. A lot of people using 36 this morning for both east and westbounders beginning at Sheridan. If you're heading to Boulder, going to last from Sheridan up to Wadsworth, and for your eastbounders from Sheridan all the way to 25. Got some issues on the surface streets. Cherry Creek Drive south in Monaco got a crash there. Also one at Arapahoe and Havana, 44th and Federal. Quebec and Major, Martin Luther King Boulevard. Wadsworth at I-70 and 38th and Tower. And also, this was called in from Blaine a little bit earlier. A couple stalls southbound Santa Fe affecting traffic after Dartmouth and 1 right there at Hamden. Your forecast, partly sunny in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy in the afternoon with a high around 18. Right now, minus 9 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, join your neighborhood Toyota stores in helping some of the local children have a great holiday season.
Wow, that's someone discovering Lowe's has prices that can't be beat, guaranteed. Here it is in slow motion. Wow. Find a lower advertised price on an identical item and we'll match it, plus give you another 10% off. Lowe's, let's build something together. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
You don't have to wait any longer. With Walmart's unbeatable prices, you can now upgrade to the phenomenal movie-watching experience of Blu-ray. Vizio HD TVs and Sony Blu-ray players have never been more affordable. And Mamma Mia! The Movie, rated PG-13, is coming to Blu-ray and DVD December 16th. So now, you can bring Hollywood's biggest movies home in high definition. Save money, live better, Walmart. We will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. See store for details.
Fallen over 60% in the last 10 years? I'm Byron Udell, founder of AccuQuote. At AccuQuote.com, we monitor the rates, features, and financial strength of hundreds of life insurance products. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can protect his family with $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $19 a month. Female rates are even lower. And don't forget to ask us about the new term life policies that guarantee your money back even if you don't die. Since 1986, we've helped hundreds of thousands of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Why not find out how much you can save? Write down this number and call today for your free quote. Call 800-500-2171. One five-minute call is all it takes. 800-500-2171. That's 800-500-2171.
Oh, 7:52, 52 minutes after the hour. I'm just sitting here thinking to myself, well, what am I supposed to do now? And then all of a sudden it hit me.
You know what to do, pal.
I'm frozen.
You're a pro.
Presidential Brokerage, Intelligent Investment Guidance, even in this weather. Mike Spear, Executive Vice President, 303-749-2770. Okay. Now, let's get down to it.
Don't get lippy. I'll throw a shoe at you.
Did you see that?
Was that a kick in the pants or what?
Oh, Lord. But you know what? George W. Bush has got good reaction time because, as John pointed out, he avoided the first shoe, which would have clocked him right in the head.
You know what I think would have been cool? If he did, like in The Matrix, he reached up and grabbed it.
Oh.
Just plucked the shoe out of the air.
That would have been hot.
And went on moving. I mean, I would never be able to think that fast on my feet. I don't know why I would expect somebody else to, but I think that would just be great. You see it coming at you, you reach up, you grab it, and keep on rolling.
Could you imagine that?
How is it that this guy got to his second shoe before anybody intervened? I mean, this is the President of the United States. I would think if you know, somebody lifted a cheek to break wind, they'd be on him. And he throws two, he gets one shoe off and then goes for the other shoe and nobody's on him. I would have thought somebody'd be on him quick.
No, because the people were too shocked.
I guess.
Yeah, all right.
Probably right. Yes, sir.
We have no auto bailout package, but yeah. How's the market reacting this Monday morning to what's going on?
Well, I think the market is expecting some sort of a bailout here in the next few days. And I shouldn't say bailout because I think now...
Rescue.
Let's revisit this. I mean, Chrysler got a loan how long ago? Many, many years ago. And they paid it back. And here we are. So I'm not suggesting that they should do that again, but... It's not like it's giving somebody something and not getting money back. I mean, that's what the government did. And if that were to happen with GM and Ford and Chrysler again, you loan them money, you get the money back, we make some interest, everybody's happy. I don't know if that works. You know, that's just a thought. Now, you said the critical thing, how's the market reacting so far to no sort of rescue package? And the Dow is off 24 points, the Nasdaq's down 12, almost 13 points. The S&P's down 3.25. The Marvin's down 1 point. So not a whole heck of a lot going on in the market right now. I think it's kind of waiting to find out exactly what the final results will be, because I think it's widely expected that somebody's going to do something to help out the automakers.
I don't even want to ask you where you think the bottom of all of this is.
Well, you know, there are so many financial issues out there right now, Jay. I mean, we've seen the tip of the iceberg of what's going on, I think, total with mortgages. I think there are going to be some other issues. I don't know if you saw 60 Minutes or not last night. That's past your bedtime, probably.
Yeah, it is.
Get up at O'Dark 100. But, you know, they talked about another wave of mortgages that are going to come due here. You know, that the rates are going to adjust in 2010, 2011. They'll start peaking out. And that'll be equal to, or maybe even a little greater, it looked like from the graphics, what we saw last year and what we're seeing right now. So I think we have other issues to work through. Having said that, the market from a technical standpoint looks like it wants to give us a little bit of a technical bounce here. It might be an opportunity, but the buy and ignore method. I mean, a bounce here. And look at a chart, folks. If you want to know what's going on in the market, don't go by your gut because it'll steer you wrong. Pull up a chart. Go to www.bigcharts.com or something like that and
all right.
See.
But I don't think people should leave it to themselves. What they ought to do is they ought to go to, which Mary and I have done, to Presidential Brokerage and see you personally about this. 303-749-2770. 303-749-2770. See ya tomorrow. See ya.
Hey, Jay.
Yeah?
See ya.
756.
The Salvation Army Red Kettle campaign is in full swing. The Red Kettle program has been the Salvation Army's signature fundraising effort for many years. Through your generous donations, the Salvation Army has helped thousands of Denver families, especially during the holiday season. In fact, 83 cents of every dollar donated goes directly to help those right here in Denver. And the Red Kettle campaign provides seasonal employment by hiring bell ringers. The Salvation Army can't do this without you. Help a needy family in Denver this holiday season. Stop by your local King Supers, Safeway, or Walmart to make a donation. For more information about the Salvation Army Red Shield, call 303-295-2107. That's 303-295-2107. Or stop by the Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center, located in Denver at 29th and High Streets. The Salvation Army Red Shield, doing the most good.
57 minutes after the hour. Man, it is messy out there. It is messy, messy, messy because it's cold, 12 below zero, and black ice is everywhere. So, look, if you're one of these people that says, oh, you know, this stuff's not going to affect me, and I'm going to drive as fast as I possibly can, forget about it. Forget about it. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about George W. Bush and the shoe incident, among other things.
So what if the guy threw a shoe at me?
Yeah, we'll talk about that coming up here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Stick around.
That's it, pal. Get to know it. You like her. Seems like the least I could do. It's ready, starting this chopper.
60 Minutes.
The CBS World News Roundup.
I'm Charles Grodin.
Today on Face the Nation,
a special CBS News presentation.
The latest CBS podcasts are available on AM760.net. Stay informed with AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
If I told you right now is a great time to buy a BMW, you might say, oh yeah, in your dreams. Well, it is. Right now, BMW has incredible lease and finance programs available through the end of 2008 on all remaining 2008 models. And there are some huge tax benefit programs available on X5 and X6 models purchased before December 31st. Our client advisors will be glad to give you the information, or you can go to Schomp.com so you can call your accountant for advice. Schomp BMW has the largest selection of BMWs in the Rocky Mountain region, and now that we've moved into our new home at Lucent Boulevard and C470, we'd love to give you the grand tour and show you why we're the number one volume selling BMW dealer in Colorado. Now is a great time to own the ultimate driving machine of your dreams. Schomp BMW, Lucent Boulevard and C470, or at Schomp.com. Thanks.
Turn to the left with AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Dave Barrett. Might take days before Carol Riley can return to civilization.
We are toughing it out. We have a grill, so we've been cooking on the outdoor grill. We have quite a bit of cast iron cookware, so we've been cooking right over the fireplace.
Because of that big ice storm, there's been no power at her place in Barrington, New Hampshire. She's hunkered down with her two grandkids, ages 4 and 5.
They want to watch a Noggin or Cartoon Network, and we get done explaining it, and then an hour later, I think I really want to watch Cartoon Network. I'm not sure that I really like this.
Roughly 420,000 customers from Maine to upstate New York are coping without electricity. Schools in 88 Massachusetts towns are closed today. In parts of Wyoming, a cold snap led to wind chills of about 55 below zero. It's warmer, but not by much, around Minneapolis, St. Paul.
This is the kind of cold where you stand out for just a couple of minutes and your face feels like it's going to fall off.
That's WCCO-TV reporter Sue Turner. More than 100 schools stayed closed there this morning as wind chills hit 41 below. That Ponzi scheme that defrauded perhaps hundreds of investors, from celebrities to senior citizens.
I'm absolutely shocked and appalled.
Joyce Greenberg isn't sure if she's got everything or nothing left after Bernard Madoff handled her investments. The former NASDAQ chairman has confessed to fraud. Charities and state pension funds were also affected by this swindle. Protesters in Sadr City, Iraq. They're not upset that an Iraqi journalist threw two shoes at President Bush. Both shoes missed. Mr. Bush had been saying in Baghdad that significant progress had been made in Iraq. That journalist was taken away and was apparently beaten by security personnel. He faces charges of insulting the Iraqi state. President Bush has wound up another stop in Kabul, Afghanistan. He discussed progress and the challenges that will remain after he leaves the White House. Members of the State House in Illinois meet today. Impeachment talk over Governor Rod Blagojevich could be on the agenda following the governor's alleged shakedown activity. Colon cancer is the number three cancer killer in this country, but death rates among African Americans are 50% higher compared to whites. At the Morehouse School of Medicine, Dr. Daniel Blumenthal says testing is a valuable tool in preventing this disease.
We need both to remove the financial barriers and to really make people understand what the tests are, why they're important. It's not a terrible experience to have the test.
The Fed today begins 2 days of meetings, may push a key interest rate down to 0.5%, something that only happened once in the past century. Wall Street, the Dow is down about 43. It's the holiday season. That means fire up the Barney cam. His holiday video is now out. In it, the first dog gets a pup talk from the president.
Barney, you better wake up, fella. There's a lot of work to do around here. We're sprinting to the finish, not napping to the finish.
This is CBS News.
Bose Quiet Comfort 2 acoustic noise-canceling headphones make an excellent holiday gift. They reduce unwanted noise around you so you can hear your music more clearly. Quiet Comfort 2 headphones were originally designed for noisy air travel, but owners say they also enjoy using them in a busy office or even at home. So if you want to hear music more clearly with less background noise, call 800-845-2673 by December 31st to try them for 90 days risk-free. This extended trial is only available for Quiet Comfort headphones. And if you order by January 17th, you'll also save 10% and receive free shipping. You can attach your QC2 headphones to your portable CD, MP3, or DVD player. Or if you simply want to relax, use the noise reduction by itself. Call today, 800-845-2673, or visit Bose.com/listen to order QC2 headphones as a treat for yourself, as a gift for someone special, or both. Call today, 800-845-2673. That's 800-845-2673.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. Bitterly cold temperatures breaking back-to-back records overnight. Temperatures plunged to 18 below last night at the airport. That broke a 107-year-old record. And we broke another one this morning at 16 below. Dave Bargenbrook with the National Weather Service says the cold air will stick around for a bit.
There will be continued well below normal temperatures for a few days here and then a gradual moderation.
Bargenbrook with the National Weather Service will also have another storm moving into the mountains today that could get a foot and a half in the central mountains by tomorrow afternoon. President-elect Obama strongly considering asking Colorado Senator Ken Salazar to serve as Interior Secretary. That according to multiple sources. If Salazar were to take the post, Governor Bill Ritter would appoint his replacement in the Senate. Staffers at the Rocky Mountain News have launched a website to rally readers who want to show their support for the news newspaper and prevent its possible closure.
We needed to find a way to migrate the revenue ability of newspapers to the new model, which is online, which is interactive, and we haven't quite found that formula yet.
Rocky reporter Kevin Flynn this morning, IWantMyRocky.com is online, and readers can post comments at the site about why they want the Rocky to remain. Denver tourism officials trying to entice residents in neighboring cities in the state to visit the Mile High City in an unprecedented effort to boost sagging holiday business. 18 Denver hotels, including the luxurious Oxford Hotel downtown, are booking rooms beginning at $5,280 per night through January. Sports: Broncos lose in Carolina 30-10. They'll have to wait at least one more week to try to clinch the AFC West title. Buffalo visits Denver next Sunday. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Aaron O'Neill with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And a terribly slow ride on all of our highways here in town today. There's hardly a stretch of highway that's not dealing with stop-and-go slowing right now. And some of our worst drives, single-digit speeds, include South Bend I-25 from 120th getting down to 84th. It's going to stay slow as you continue into downtown. We're also seeing the same kind of speeds southbound 225 from Parker Road all the way in. That northbound side finally starting to get a little bit better from Parker up through 6th Avenue as they've cleared off a multi-car accident that was blocking up a couple lanes there. North Bend I-25 also very heavy and slow leaving Castle Rock this morning. Founders all the way up through the Denver Tech Center dealing with stop-and-go speeds and clearing off a couple of crashes on the side streets here in the city, Quebec and MLK. Also one southbound Federal at 63rd and Hamden and Monaco. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Don't miss the savings at Front Range BMW. Through December 31st, get financing starting at 0.9%, and your first 2 months' payment will be on Front Range BMW on select certified pre-owned vehicles. Visit frontrangebmw.com/CPO today for details.
What if we told you we'd created the perfect card for your business? A card that can give you the working capital you need, interest-free. A card that can earn you rewards to reinvest in your business. A card that's not a credit card. Well, meet the American Express Open Charge Card. To get the purchasing power millions of owners already have in their wallets, call 1-800-NOW-OPEN. American Express Open. Calling all business owners. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply.
Let's just not start off in a negative mood, I tell you.
I know this guy from somewhere.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin.
Morning, Jay. How you doing?
Good morning, Jay.
Love your show, Jay.
It's really great to listen to you.
And I appreciate what you do on the radio.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
What, I mentioned this? I got the newspaper column in the Cherry Creek News. Should be in there. Current edition. Forgot to bring that up. 808, 8 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Available digitally at am760.net. Or you can go to my blog at jmarvinblog.com. Also, Turn to the Left. Is it Take a Turn to the Left? It's Take a Turn to the Left.
Turn to the Left with Jay Marvin.
Oh, yeah. Turn to the Left with Jay Marvin on Facebook. Turn to the Left with Jay Marvin on Facebook. Also, John Turk has got a Facebook page, and I've got one as well. So there you go. All right. Slight snow, a chance of snow today. High 18. Mr. Turk, what is the current forecast as of now?
Currently, this says minus 9 still downtown. I'll look at one other one here real quick. I like this Wonderground. Somebody turned around to this site, and I like this one pretty good. Minus 9, so, and that's in Arvada.
All right, so it's minus 9 outside. It is warming up.
It's cold.
It's cold, but it is warming up just a little bit. Before the news, it was down minus 12.
Right, yeah, we've seen a variance of about 3 degrees since we got in here this morning about 5 o'clock.
My God, it's warm enough out there to get a suntan.
I think we go test this tongue-to-the-pole experiment with you after we get out of here.
I was going to say, you first.
I'll take the microphone down there.
Yeah, you first.
I like that styrofoam cold. Yeah. I've never heard that before.
Right after you do it. I'll be more than willing to.
Yeah, you know, I've heard you, like, your initial response was, why don't you just pour water on it? But that water, you know, if it's that cold, do you ever spit in the freezing cold and it just freezes before it hits the ground?
Oh, you'd pour warm water on it.
Right.
Prolonged amount of warm water.
Well, I they could still freeze up. I didn't think about that.
Hmm.
You've seen the movie The Christmas Story, right?
No.
With the You'll Shoot Your Eye Out kid?
No.
You've never seen The Christmas Story?
No. I don't watch Christmas films.
Everybody's seen A Christmas Story. Except for you. Wow. I've seen it like a billion times.
Here's some news, some breaking news. School buses not running in some districts, others delayed. A number of school districts reported problems with buses this morning due to the extreme cold.
Couldn't start them.
Couldn't get them going. Which is what we talked about last hour. Actually, we've been talking about the last 2 hours. All right, 303-713-7600. I can't let this go. How many of you saw the video of the Iraqi journalist throwing two shoes at George Bush during a news conference? Go to my blog, jmarvinblog.com, and you can see it. Or you can go to our page on am760.net and see it there. And John's got a few audio clips of Bush's reaction. You want to play those?
It's like driving down the street and have people not gesturing with all five fingers. I don't know what the guy's cause is.
He doesn't know what the guy's cause is. Okay, good. What? Yeah, I want more. Let's hear some more.
It's amusing. I mean, I've seen a lot of weird things during my presidency, and this may rank up there as one of the weirdest.
Do you think the guy was unhappy with him? With Bush?
The guy wanted to get on TV, and he did. I don't know what his beef is, but whatever it is, I'm sure somebody will hear it.
He doesn't know what his beef is. Is this guy, I mean, is this guy on the planet?
How could that guy not like me?
Yeah, why? I'm a charming guy. You know, how can anybody not like me? I mean, what's up with that? And then the Iraqi journalist that did this gets beaten by his superiors and is now charged with insulting the state. Here's my question for you at 303-713-7600. Should this guy have gotten beaten or should he have gotten a medal? Oh! Should he have gotten beaten or should he have gotten a medal for doing this? And if you haven't seen it, go to my blog at jmarvinblog.com. Should the Iraqi journalist who did this, should he get a medal or should he be beaten? They beat him after he did this. And now they're going to charge him with insulting the Iraqi state. Okay, do you think the guy should have gotten beaten, or do you think he should get a medal after everything that has gone on over the last 8 years, and particularly since the invasion of Iraq and all the Iraqis that have been killed? And for what reason? No reason whatsoever. So I'd like to know what you think about this. It's your opinion. There is no right or wrong. And the phones are open for the next 45 minutes on this topic at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Diana in Greeley. Diana, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you still laughing about it? I know it's hard not to laugh, isn't it? It's just so, and the look on Bush's face, I mean, it's like, oh, my God. And then he doesn't know what the beef is.
You know, and he had that stupid Bush smirk on his face at first. When the first shoe went by him. And he didn't have brains enough to even try to catch the second one.
Yeah, he didn't turn. Well, it's like Michael Spear said. I mean, how great would it have been if he had been like the Matrix and just reached up and caught the shoe?
Well, my. If I was the guy, I'd be taking off my pants and throwing at him, too.
All right, so should the guy get beaten, which is what the Iraqis did, or should he have received a medal?
No. I mean, should he been probably taken away and strongly reprimanded? Probably.
Yeah. Oh, so he shouldn't get a medal.
From the American citizens, but maybe not from them. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, from not only the American citizens, but also the Iraqis.
For doing such a good job.
Yeah, for getting close to clocking them. Do you think he should get a medal, or do you think he should get beaten?
I think he should have got a medal. I said that we should, you know, write him letters and say thank you, you know, for having, you know, the guts to stand up there and do it.
Yeah, I think we should make him a national hero.
I do too. I certainly do. Oh, that was worth getting up this morning. Just watch it. And MSNBC showed it over and over. And over about six times. Oh,
boy, I'm telling you. Diana, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
All right. Here's Cliff in Denver. Cliff, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Cliff, you there? Well, maybe Cliff's wife took the phone away from him. Dorian in Denver. Dorian, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah. Is this Dorian?
Hold on a second. All right, Dorian, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear.
Oh, okay. You know, I just, the whole, I did see the clip on, I believe, one of the PBS channels, one of the news, I don't know if it was McLear or not, but it reminded me of when, I believe it was, remember the guy, was it Bill Gates who got smashed with a pie? By somebody a couple of 3 years ago?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. And it was, you know, the anarchist kind of style of that was kind of humorous, although, you know, obviously unprofessional, not the way to come across, but, you know, how else can you do it over there? You know, maybe he'll be the icon for anarchy over there.
No, they're going to beat him for doing this.
Right. Well, that's probably not acceptable, but, I mean, that wouldn't be the right.
Okay, should he have gotten beaten, or should he gotten a medal? I think he should have gotten a medal.
I think he expresses
what a lot of Americans feel.
Oh, guaranteed. But also the progressive Americans that are forward thinking, you generally just don't react that way. So it's kind of a hypocrisy in a way. It's a hard one. As much as, yeah, I think it was great and it was funny. You know, it was more of a funny thing for me.
Do you think he should have gotten beaten?
No. Oh, guaranteed not. But, you know, things are different over there. You know, do I think he should have? No, definitely not. Just a real other quick note. Last week we had a discussion, you had a discussion about gay actors.
Right.
And actually, a couple callers came in and referred to, like, if an Asian person should play. And I did call in and just left a note with your guy about, you know, the Asians were actually referred to as Orientals. And you actually kind of did it, too. And it's just a food for thought. Oriental is an object. Asian is a person. Just, you know, it was such a politically correct discussion. I thought it was a good note. It was a good point to bring out.
All right. Well, point well taken. Dorian, thank you, man.
Thanks for your call. Thanks for your show, Jay.
Sure, I appreciate it. All right, so does the guy get, this guy who threw the shoes, the size tenors. Does he get, should he get beaten or should he get a medal? 303-713-7600. I'm going for the medal.
You know what we should do is, like, have a shoe kind of bronzed or gold, you know, make a golden shoe. We should find this guy's address and send it to him in Iraq.
In Iraq.
You're our hero, man.
Sir, what you did is a physical expression of what most Americans feel.
Exactly.
About George W. Bush. And I love the line in there. Can you play that again real quick? Where he talks about how he doesn't have a... I don't understand what the guy's beef is.
The guy wanted to get on TV, and he did. I don't know what his beef is, but whatever it is, I'm sure somebody will hear it.
Yeah, it was a prank. They weren't real emotions.
Yeah, right. The guy just did it to get on TV. It was a stunt.
Wow.
Yeah, Bush has hit his head on something too many times. 8:19, 19 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. John Hits on Traffic.
Hope you gave yourself plenty of extra time to get to work or wherever you're headed this morning. Really slow jams coming in on all the major highways around town. Southbound 25, single-digit speeds from 120th down to 84th, and again from 70 past Colfax. Northbound side also sluggish, particularly coming out of Castle Rock, seeing single-digit speeds there from Highway 85 all the way up to Surrey Ridge. So add about a half hour to 45 minutes to that trip. 225 also real busy for you, looking at single-digit speeds on the southbound side from Iliff to 25, and for northbounders, stop and go from Parker Road all the way to Interstate 70. Just one crash out there on the highways right now. It is on 225 on the southbound side around Colfax. It's on the ramp there. We do have some issues on the surface streets. An accident at 19th and Havana. Also have accidents with injuries at Handed and Monaco, Quebec and MLK, and southbound Federal at 63rd. Your forecast, partly sunny in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy this afternoon with a high around 18. We also have a chance for some snow late this evening.
On November 4th, 2008, Barack Obama made history. This holiday season, relive all the excitement from election night with your own commemorative DVD from the Chicago Sun-Times, including Barack Obama's historic victory speech, never-before-seen photos, video, and commentary from Carol Marine, Richard Roper, and Mary Mitchell. For only $10.99, it's the perfect stocking stuffer. Maximize your screen now and click on our ad to place your order. Or call 866-236-5696 to order your commemorative Obama election night DVD now for only $10.99 and free shipping.
The Salvation Army Red Kettle campaign is in full swing. The Red Kettle program has been the Salvation Army's signature fundraising effort for many years. Through your generous donations, the Salvation Army has helped thousands of Denver families, especially during the holiday season. In fact, 83 cents of every dollar donated goes directly to help those right here in Denver. And the Red Kettle campaign provides seasonal employment by hiring bell ringers. The Salvation Army can't do this without you. Help a needy family in Denver this holiday season. Stop by your local King Supers, Safeway, or Walmart to make a donation. For more information about the Salvation Army Red Shield, call 303-295-2107. That's 303-295-2107. Or stop by the Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center, located in Denver at 29th and High Streets. The Salvation Army Red Shield, doing the most good.
With respect, you'll be treated honestly. They'll put their cards on the table, and they expect you to do the same thing. They're not going to fool around. They have their matching down incentive. They have their offer to show you the book price. Plus, on top of that, not only will they show you the book price, but also they want to see your trade-in as well, heater working or not working. Rocky's Autos, they've got solid lines of credit from non-predatory lending institutions that are willing to do business with you. So next time you're thinking about getting a vehicle, you got to think about Rocky's Autos. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 8. That's Monday through Friday, 9 until 8 p.m. And look, if you come a little bit after 8, they'll take care of you. They won't close the gate. So Rocky's Autos, it's the place to go. Check it out before you buy anywhere else. Rocky's 63rd and Federal.
You don't have to wait any longer. With Walmart's unbeatable prices, you can now upgrade to the phenomenal movie-watching experience of Blu-ray. Samsung HD TVs and Sony Blu-ray players have never been more affordable. And The Mummy, Tomb of the Dragon Emperor, rated PG-13, is coming on Blu-ray and DVD December 16th. So now you can bring Hollywood's biggest movies home in high definition. Save money, live better, Walmart. We will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. See store for details.
You don't cross your boss in Washington, D.C. more than once.
The Mario Solis Marriage Show.
Especially if your boss is the President of the United States of America. Think about that. I don't believe this idea that these grown adults are going to take these jobs of enormous responsibility because their intent is to undermine the president.
Mario Solis Marriage, afternoons at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
It's like driving down the street and have people not gesturing with all five fingers. I don't know what the guy's cause is.
Let me see. I don't know what the guy's cause is. Well, let's see. Occupation of my country. Killing of innocent Iraqis. 8:24, 24 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Once again, if you haven't seen the shoe-throwing incident, go to am760.net, or you can go to my blog, jmarvinblog.com, and check that out. All right, so this guy, he got arrested, and he got beaten by his superiors, and now they're going to try him for insulting the Iraqi state. Should this guy have gotten a medal, or should he have been beaten? 303-713-7600. Here's Lori in Littleton. Lori, on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, Jay. I think it's hysterical.
Yeah, I think it's pretty funny, too.
I saw a T-shirt in Steamboat this weekend that said, it's always funny until someone gets hurt, then it's hilarious.
Yeah.
But I think the only thing that would have made this better is if Bush hadn't seen it coming and he got beamed in the nose.
I was surprised that he's got that good of a reaction.
Well, I like the fact that while he's ducking, the Iraqi prime minister is reaching up there and catching it. You know, like realizing this is not a fast-moving projectile. I think I'll just put my hand up there and catch it. But
oh, so the like, so the Iraqi
cover.
Okay, so the Iraqi prime minister had better reflexes than GWB had.
Oh, GWB was just frightened and ducked behind the podium.
Okay, so should the guy who did this, the Iraqi journalist, should he be beaten or should he be given a medal?
I think he should be given a medal, and I think it's sad that it's unfortunate that none of our reporters had the chutzpah to do this in any of these years that we've been having to deal with George. But I also think that it's unfortunate for the guy who did it because it's a case of picking your battles. I mean, George has already been ousted from office, so there's nothing to be gained. And obviously he's, you know, getting beaten by it and having to deal with that. But I also applaud the Iraqi people who are apparently now protesting this guy's treatment and imprisonment.
Yeah. Yeah, they were protesting it today.
Yeah, and so that's a good thing to see them doing that.
Yeah, I think it is, too. I agree with you there. I just don't think the guy should be beaten. I think he should be given a medal. I think he's, you know what I think he's doing? I think he's saying through his gesture what a lot of people in this country are thinking.
Oh, absolutely. I'm kind of half of the mind that we should all be going to the Al Jazeera English site and logging our support for the guy, if that's possible. I don't know if it is or not. But, yeah, and I fail to see how he insulted the Iraqi state because I think he showed some backbone that has been clearly lacking from the Iraqi state so far.
Well, the Iraqi state is a joke. Hey, thank you, Lori. I appreciate the call.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, we'll see you later. Let's go to Elaine in Aurora. Elaine, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Listen, I don't think we ought to give this guy a medal. I think we ought to hire him for the baseball team that Bush used to own.
Oh, the Texas Rangers.
Yeah. And let him play on the team right there where Bush goes home. Be a constant insult to Bush that he deserves.
All right, but if you're given the choice between giving him a medal and he being beaten, which one would you take?
Oh, obviously a medal. It was the funniest thing I have seen in a very long time. I saw it right after it happened.
Yeah, it is. It is funny, isn't it? Well, it's not only funny, but it's, you know, I maintain a lot of people feel that frustrated about him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's what I want to do. I want to bring him over here, hire him to pitch on the team, and he'll be rewarded financially. I had heard, of course, that his reporter's credentials were being pulled, so he needs another career.
Well, maybe we can offer him the job.
Yeah, And I want to add something to the discussion last week about the homosexual actors playing homosexual actors.
Yep.
If they do that, they're going to start putting themselves in boxes so that only homosexuals will play homosexuals, and that means you'll have to have straight people play straight people, doctors play doctor roles, and it'll get ridiculous. And these people are actors. They should be able to portray whatever they're hired to portray rather than set moral limits for themselves.
Yeah, but gay people would make that would say some gays and lesbians in Hollywood would say this is another example of discrimination, like getting a white guy to play a black person.
Well, then they're just putting more limits on themselves for the future.
All right, point well taken, Elaine. Thank you.
You're welcome, and I'm going out and see when he pitches his first game.
There you go.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to William in, we don't know where William is. Parts unknown. William, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay Marvin. How are you?
I'm doing okay, ma'am. How about you?
Oh, pretty good. I don't know if you remember me. My name is William. As you told, I'm a truck driver. I used to call you all the time when you were up north.
Oh, man. Oh, I haven't heard from you in forever and a day.
Oh, it's been quite a while.
Where have you been?
Oh, I've been trucking. I first started coming out here to Colorado about 8 months ago and was tuned to going through the radio stations and came across your voice, and now I'm glad every time I come out here.
Unbelievable. Well, we used to talk, you know what? We used to talk, too, when it was bitterly cold outside.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because I remember the one report where some lady was stranded over by Joliet, and you were putting up a call out on the radio to try and give her some assistance, and because of you, she was able to get some help out there.
Yeah, I remember those days. Those were pretty unique days. Anyway, what do you think about this guy? Do you think he should get beaten or be given a medal?
With the two options, I would have to say being beaten because, in my opinion, I mean, George W. Bush, that's an old hat. That's a, you know, long-begotten, sordid mess. But my opinion is he needs the Iraqi people. If someone had just tuned in and saw this, my opinion would be that he would look at the Iraqi people as, you know, 5th-century bumpkins.
Really? You think so?
Yeah, because it was just a classic disrespect not only to GW, and granted I don't particularly care for him, but I do respect the office he holds, also the Iraqi prime minister. I mean, that was, to me, in my opinion, that was just blatant disrespect to both of them, even though the shoe was aimed towards GW.
I don't know, man. You think GWB, you think he deserves any kind of respect?
Not so much personally, but for the office he holds. I mean, we could argue different presidents, you know, being disrespectful and disrespected, but you still have to, because this is a temporary thing, the man is holding the presidency of the United States. And that's my point, not personally, because personally I can't stand the man, but just the fact that he holds the presidency, I think a little respect should be given to the office, not in particularly the person.
Yeah, you make great arguments, but you know something?
What's that?
That guy just expresses how I feel.
Yes, yeah, I mean, I can totally understand the opinion and the, you know, feeling on that. But like I said, I just go back. Perfect example, say Clinton or, you know, once the new president gets in, say that type of situation happens. I mean, I didn't vote for Obama, but I respect the man for what he's been able to achieve. I would find that very disrespectful to the office of the presidency, not so much the individual that currently holds or, you know, is going to hold the office.
Well, I got to tell you something. Factually, you're right, but emotionally, I have a hard time. I have a hard time settling on that.
Sure.
Emotionally, I wish the guy would have conked him in the bean.
That would be interesting. Must see TV.
Well, it's the YouTube shot heard around the world, I guess.
Oh, sure. Hey, on a personal note, and I forgot to ask the screener about this, but last time you were in Chicago, Mary was having some health issues. Is she okay?
She's still having them.
Oh, is she? I'm sorry.
Yeah, but she's making progress, man, every single day. The area here has great doctors, and the state and the area has been very kind to us.
Good. I'm glad to hear it.
All right, man. You be careful on the road, pal.
All right, thank you much, Jeff.
All right, hope to talk to you again.
Bye-bye.
All right. I used to have conservative, liberal, and all kinds of listeners. And that's what I really like. I really like all kinds of listeners. 833, 33 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. John Turk with all kinds of traffic.
Chase, I-25 and 225 are problem highways this morning, so to speak. Really tough coming into town on the southbound side. First from 120th down to 84th. Speeds in the single digits there. It's all going to bunch up for you once you approach I-70, and that's going to take you all the way past Colfax. Northbound side, busy, especially in Castle Rock. Looking at single digit speeds from Highway 85 all the way up to Surrey Ridge. So you want to add about an hour to that trip. Also going to be busy from Lincoln up to Hamden in the Tech Center. And it's going to bunch up after Washington Street as you approach downtown. Now, 225 going to be single-digit speeds from Iliff to 25 as you're traveling southbound, and northbound sluggish there from Parker Road all the way to I-70 with stop-and-go conditions. C-470 also fall in the south end of town and in Littleton. Westbounders hitting the jams from 285 up to 70. And if you're traveling eastbound from Highlands Ranch at Santa Fe up to University. Your forecast, skies will be sunny until this afternoon, but this cold blast continues with highs in the mid-teens. At DA this morning, minus 18. That's a new record. Chance for snow this evening as well. Right now, minus 8 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Card Parlor Darts. The skill of darts. The strategy of poker. Go to dartworld.com.
WAMU is now a part of Chase. Open a WAMU free checking account today and get free image style checks and free ATM.
You don't have to wait any longer. With Walmart's unbeatable prices, you can now upgrade to the phenomenal movie watching experience of Blu-ray. Samsung HD TVs and Sony Blu-ray players have never been more affordable. And The Mummy, Tomb of the Dragon Emperor, rated PG-13, is coming on Blu-ray and DVD December 16th. So now you can bring Hollywood's biggest movies home in high definition. Save money, live better, Walmart. We will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. See store for details.
Wow! That's someone discovering Lowe's has prices that can't be beat, guaranteed. Here it is in slow motion. Wow! Find a lower advertised price on an identical item and we'll match it, plus give you another 10% off. Lowe's, let's build something together. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Experience the joy of designing your own ring at Jarrett, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jarrett!
Let the experts at Jarrett show you how easy it is to create an engagement ring that reflects your own personal style. Choose from their popular settings in platinum or hundreds of settings in gold. Then select the perfect diamond from thousands at Jarrett in a wide variety of shapes and sizes to create a ring that's yours and yours alone.
It can only be Jarrett!
Find a Jarrett store or shop anytime at Jarrett.com.
Tonight at 9, 8 Central, the struggle between self-destruction and salvation continues on a new season of the A&E Emmy-nominated series, Intervention.
Somebody wants to kill me? They're doing me a favor.
The show Oprah Winfrey calls gripping.
I don't know what to do. I'm lost.
And the Today Show calls reality television like you've never seen it before.
If she doesn't stop using, she is in great danger.
New episodes of Intervention premiere tonight at 9, 8 Central on A&E.
Legendary. For the highest, freshest quality ingredients available, you just can't beat the way these pies are turned out. As a matter of fact, Chip, the owner, eats at every single Bojo's throughout the week, so he knows exactly what's going on. And when they say that they make their sandwiches with authentic San Francisco sourdough French bread, they're not lying to you. They fly that bread in. Their soup and salad bar is huge with over 30 fresh garden grapes. And here's something else you might be concerned about. Healthy options are available from gluten-free pizza to the Smart Meal Menu, which qualifies for the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environmental Smart Meal Seal. So visit Bojo's.com for money-saving coupons and all their locations. Hey, that's what Mary and I did. We had Bojo's, and we watched some movies, including Emmanuel Béart in a bunch of films. We had a great time. So Bojo's, whether you eat it there or you take it out, there's no better place to go. Bojo's, look for the location nearest you. We usually go to Mexico, Colorado and Yale, rather. So check out the one that is nearest you, and maybe if you get by the one on Colorado and Yale, we'll bump into each other's. Bojo's.
What if we told you we'd created the perfect card for your business? A card that can give you the working capital you need, interest-free. A card that can earn you rewards to reinvest in your business. A card that's not a credit card. Well, meet the American Express Open Charge Card. To get the purchasing power millions of owners already have in their wallets, call 1-800-NOW-OPEN. American Express Open. Calling all business owners. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply.
It's a fact. Whether you have a high-definition TV or you're currently considering one, you might assume you'll get real HD programming just by having an HD TV. Sadly, the answer is no. But with the all-new Comcast HD Triple Play, you'll get free HD with access to over 1,000 HD choices and no equipment or access fees, plus smarter home phone features and internet speeds that just keep getting faster. Text your zip code to 68542 or call 1-800-COMCAST to sign up for the all-new Comcast HD Triple Play. That's smarter phone, faster internet, and free HD. Text your zip code to 68542 or call 1-800-COMCAST to sign up now. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to new residential customers with qualifying HD Triple Play package. Installation, taxes, franchise, and telephone fees extra. Standard or other text message rates apply. Reply stop HD to quit or help HD for more info. For more information, go to www.lovefreehd.com.
Hi, I'm Kate Berkeley of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of an honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cotman, where you'll never get the runaround. We pride ourselves on giving you superior service and straight talk about your maintenance needs. If money's tight, we also have financing options to get you back on the road. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime, 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
It was amusing. I mean, I've seen a lot of weird things during my presidency, and this may rank up there as one of the weirdest.
Well, you've got your diamond, and you've got your pretty clothes, and the chauffeur drives your car. You let everybody know, but don't play with me, cause you're playing with fire.
Yeah, that's always That's always a solution that we have a power outage that's this cold. You can always chop up your furniture and burn that. 8:40, 40 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Okay, if you haven't seen the video of this, you can check it out on AM760.net or go to my blog at jmarvinblog.com. Bush gets a couple of size 10s heaved at him. Should the guy who did it, should he get beaten or should he receive a medal? He got beaten by his superiors and now faces trial for insulting the Iraqi state. Where do you come down on this? I say he should get a medal. That's what I say. Here's Carl in Lakewood. Carl, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. I cheered when it happened. I thought it was great. I've thrown my shoes at the TV plenty of times when he was on. But my point is the fact that, the guy was insulting Bush. All the innocent women and children were killed, the widows. That, I think, was why he threw it. Nobody's really kind of mentioned that. And also another point was that I used to get a robocall from a bishop, the Catholic bishop up in Colorado Springs.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah, and even before I left Mass, they would mention right at the end of Mass, you should vote, Republican, that type of thing. But I called that priest in Colorado Springs to ask him what his issue, and it was, of course, abortion. But then I asked him, well, what about all the innocent women and children that were killed by this guy? And he said it was just collateral damage. And I couldn't believe he said that,
Yeah, that whole reasoning about collateral damage is just weird, isn't it?
Yes. But here's, I think when this guy gets out of office, we're going to have the right wing wanting to name airports, cities, streets, whatever you name it. This guy's going to be George W. Bush Airport and all this other crap. So I hope that doesn't happen.
But well, if it does, confine it to Texas.
Yeah, exactly. I would give the guy a medal, though. And I think that if he was brought to America, probably they'd do it here,
Yeah, so, I think he should get a medal, too, because I think he was saying what a lot of us feel.
Oh, gosh, big time, big time. But that's all I had to say, Jay. But have a good morning, buddy.
All right, man, thanks. Appreciate it. See you later. And I should have said to him, stay warm. That's what I should have said. Stay warm in this weather. 303-713-7600. Should the guy who threw a shoes, size 10 shoes, at George W. Bush, the Iraqi journalist, should he be beaten, which is what they want to do, or they already did, and now they're going to try him for insulting the state? Let's go to Bill in Longmont. Bill, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, we can make $1 million here. We got to market the shoes with Bush's face on the bottom of them.
Yeah, that'd probably work. You'd probably, you know what? You'd probably sell a bunch of them.
I bet you would. Did you hear what the guy said to him as he threw the shoes? He said in Arabic, he said something like, you know, here's a final kiss for you, you dog, or something like that.
Yeah, that's exactly what he said.
Apparently in that culture, showing the bottom of your shoe to somebody is just one of the most ultimate insults.
Yeah, and I think comparing him to a dog is also a pretty big insult.
Yeah, it definitely is. But it was great. I love it. If that guy gets beaten, I could think of a couple people at Fox News that.
Well, he did get beaten.
Well, tell you what, Jay, it was great. I loved it. I'm on the road. I'm on the way to Missouri and then Chicago, so I'll drive by LS and give him half a peace sign for you.
Yeah. Drive by at State and Lake there and give him a finger.
I'll do that.
All right, Bill. Be safe.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's go to Luke in Denver. Luke, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
Love your show.
Thank you.
I just think when he gets out of office, he should have a privy name for him.
Yeah, at a rest stop in Texas.
Yeah, right next to his $2.5 million mansion.
I agree.
And that those shoes should have had some bullets in them.
Oh, now wait a minute! You can't get on and advocate the assassination. Now, don't even go down that road. Don't even go down that road.
Okay, I'll leave it alone.
Yeah, you can't say that.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Okay. Well, I just don't want to get you in trouble.
I don't want to get in trouble.
But I think what he did was, as I've been saying all along, I'm saying this hour. I think what he did was, what this guy did was, is that he expressed a lot of feelings and a lot of frustration that probably Iraqis have, and also. That people in America have.
Yeah, he needs to get out of office. Should have been impeached.
Yeah. Well, you know what I think is really amazing? And I wrote this on my blog. I think this is amazing. That the right-wing ding-dongs are calling for accountability in Barack Obama's dealings with Governor Blagojevich of Illinois, yet they have nothing to say over all of the things that have been done in this country by people like Donald Rumsfeld and others. They apparently want no accountability on that side of the fence.
They all three of them need to be accountable.
Well, I think it's hypocrisy.
Definitely.
All right, Luke, thanks, man.
You take care.
Okay, you too. Let's go to Jeff in Broomfield. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi.
You know, Bush really doesn't know how to read. You know, if he can't figure out what the beef is with these guys, if there's 5 million refugees, forget about the dead Iraqis, but if there's 5 million refugees and there's 20 million people in the country, that means there's a 1 in 4 chance that, you know, he knows someone that doesn't have a home anymore, that isn't even in the country, isn't even able to live there.
Right.
I mean, that's just, the guy needs to go back on vacation. I liked him a lot better when he was on vacation.
It is amazing how out of touch he is, isn't it? Isn't it absolutely shocking?
5 years or 6 years or whatever the hell he's been on vacation. Man, he was a lot better president when he was on vacation, you know?
Yeah, but isn't it shocking that he that he says, not once, but twice, I don't know what this guy's beef is.
I'd say he's an idiot, but that is not fair to idiots.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, how can you be so out of touch?
He's just, he's never been in touch. He's never been in touch. You know, intellectually lazy isn't even a good term for him. He is just, I don't know. You know, I don't want to insult the stupid people, because that's really not fair.
No, it's not. It's not, but I just don't understand how he can be that sequestered.
And well, he's been like this for 8 years, so it really doesn't surprise me, because this is how he's been all the way along.
Is he out of touch, or does he not care?
He does not care. He does not care at all. He does not. This cup of coffee that I'm drinking has more value to him if he needs a cup of coffee than my life.
That's
a sad fact.
Yeah, it is. And now he's released this ridiculous Christmas video where he's talking to Barney. Oh, come on. Stop torturing us.
Oh, man. And like he's religious. I mean, that's, you know, that's an insult to religious people. Unfortunately, they don't really see that. But this guy's religious like I'm, you know, African-American.
Well, even if you're the biggest conservative in the world listening to us, how can you explain a guy being that out of touch?
Yeah, well, if you're a conservative and you have a brain, you stopped actually liking George Bush years ago. Years ago. One, my best friend, his dad is the most conservative person that I know. In the 60s, he was making $250,000 a year, staunch Republican. He didn't vote for George Bush this last time because he said this guy has taken us down the road to hell. And look it. And that was,
yeah,
that was 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So if you're a halfway intelligent Republican, conservative, physical conservative, religious person, this guy, he's nowhere near any of that.
I would agree. So do we give this reporter a medal, or should he have gotten the beating that he did?
I think he should get a medal and a ticker tape parade.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. We should fly him. We should, you know what? I'll tell you what we should do. We should bring him to the United States of America and let him have a shoe-throwing match with Joe the Plumber.
When I saw that first shoe, I was like, oh, my God. I played it over again. I was like, oh, man. The second one was really close.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
And then Perino getting a black eye.
She got a black eye?
Yeah, I guess she was in the melee and someone poked her with a microphone.
Yeah, there's a story about it.
Yeah, she got a black eye, I guess. But, you know, now at least you can see the black eye that she has. She had a black eye before, you just couldn't see it.
Dana Purina got a black eye.
Yeah. Yeah, someone was, I guess she was down there in the scrap and someone somehow punched her in the face with a microphone.
My God, she went to bat for her president.
Oh, again.
Unbelievable. All right, Jeff, thanks, man.
Hey, good morning.
I didn't see that story about her getting a black eye, John.
Yeah, I saw one this morning that said bruised. I didn't know if it was a black eye, but I heard she got bruised from a microphone.
Dana Purina got a black eye.
Hate to see that happen, but...
Yeah, we can make some sexist comments about her, but we won't. 8:51 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. John, with comments about traffic.
Jay, we're still looking at struggles on 25 and on 2 1/4. If you're traveling southbound on the major interstate on 25 this morning, look for stop-and-go jams from 120th to 84th. Again, from Park Avenue to Spear. And this is a big stretch from Alameda all the way to Hamden. This trip is going to take you quite a while. Same thing on the northbound side. Stop-and-go from Happy Canyon to Surrey Ridge. And again, from Lincoln to Yale, that's where we have a small accident kind of blocking traffic there. Southbound 2 1/4 still crawling from Islip to 25 if you're traveling southbound. And the northbound side, stop and go from the spillway up to I-70. Now getting reports of a car fire on northbound E-470, and that's about 104th Avenue. Also looking at a few surface street situations going on there. Most of those have been cleared. Our latest accident, one at 23rd in Colorado. Your forecast, partly sunny in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy this afternoon with a high around 18 degrees. We also have a chance for snow late this evening. Not a lot of accumulation, though, just about 1 to 3 inches. Right now, -7 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Voice is a good thing, especially at the freeway. Right now at Freeway Ford, get your choice of an 09 Focus or Ranger for just $11.99.
On November 4th, 2008, Barack Obama made history. This holiday season, relive all the excitement from election night with your own commemorative DVD from the Chicago Sun-Times, including Barack Obama's historic victory speech, never-before-seen photos, video, and commentary from Carol Marine, Richard Roper, and Mary Mitchell. For only $10.99, it's the perfect stocking stuffer. Maximize your screen now and click on our ad to place your order. Or call 866-236-5696 to order your commemorative Obama Election Night DVD now for only $10.99 and free shipping.
It's a fact. Whether you have a high-definition TV or you're currently considering one, you might assume you'll get real HD programming just by having an HD TV. Sadly, the answer is no.
But with the all-new Comcast HD Triple Play, you'll get free HD with access to over 1,000 HD choices and no equipment or access fees, plus smarter home phone features and internet speeds that just keep getting faster. Text your zip code to 68542 or call 1-800-COMCAST to sign up for the all-new Comcast HD Triple Play. That's smarter phone, faster internet, and free HD. Text your zip code to 68542 or call 1-800-COMCAST to sign up now. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to new residential customers with qualifying HD Triple Play package. Installation, taxes, franchise, and telephone fees extra. Standard or other text message rates apply. Reply stop HD to quit or help HD for more info. For more information, go to www.lovefreehd.com.
And more out of life. You can start thriving with our exceptional range of benefits, with conveniently located medical services that save you from running all over town, not to mention low co-pays and practically no paperwork, so you can get on with your life. For more information about our plans, starting at $0 a month, or to find a seminar near you, call toll-free 1-866-307-4722. That's 1-866-307-4722. Kaiser Permanente. May you live long and thrive. Kaiser Permanente is a Medicare Advantage organization with a Medicare contract.
It's one day only, the Joseph A. Bank Super Tuesday Sale. Everything in the store, except gift cards and shoes, is half off the regular price. That's everything, from suits and sport coats to leather jackets, dress shirts, even silk ties. Half off. Now, we're opening early at 6 and staying late with everything half off. Plus, incredible door busters. Camel hair blazers, $119. All luggage, $99. Even cashmere sweaters, $69. That's way more than half off. The Joseph A. Bank Super Tuesday Sale. Everything but gift cards and shoes, half off. That's everything in the store, half off. Tuesday only.
Aspen Grove, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Inglewood, Loveland, Colorado Springs, Aurora, Lakewood, and Stapleton.
It's a tough time to be making decisions about spending money, but you still need a good, reliable, fuel-efficient car, something that'll last because a car's such a big investment. You need to know you can take care of it and people you can depend on to be there to take care of you. You need all this, and then you need to figure out how to get it. Well, Honda makes some of the most reliable cars in the world, and right now, during Happy Honda Days, Honda has great lease and financing packages available at incredible rates. And Ralph Champ Honda has the largest Honda inventory in Colorado. And we're Colorado's number one volume selling Honda dealer, serving Colorado for over 67 years with wonderful, helpful service people who want to make your ownership experience the best you've ever had. Perhaps Ralph Champ Honda is your entire wish list wrapped up into one package. Please visit us at Ralph Champ Honda or at Champ.com. Thanks. Happy holidays.
8:56, 56 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. White House Press Secretary Dana Purino was slightly bruised in the aftermath of a shoe-throwing melee at President Bush's news conference at the Prime Minister's Palace in Baghdad on Sunday, according to a senior administration official. So she got popped in the eye. And somebody sent in a pretty funny email at which you can do at AM760.net. Which said, you know why the guy got beaten? Because he missed. Oh, boy, people listening to this station just cracked me up because he missed. Suzanne, in Lakewood, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Got about a minute. Go ahead.
I was going to say that Bush is very, very easy to figure out. They're just plundering us. You know, seeing how much money they can get out before they get out. They've done this the entire 8 years. And, I mean, if they truly wanted to help out the American economy, wouldn't they have done something after Katrina? I mean, the real people are still living down there in a filthy mess. Instead, they're paying billions to bankers. And at this point, I'm thinking they're trying to see how much of a kickback they can get back from the automakers. You know, to give them money.
I'll tell you what, here's the bottom line. I really believe this with all of my being and fiber in my body. Bush does not care. He doesn't give a damn about you, and he doesn't give a damn about me. Thanks, man. I appreciate the call. All right, we're going to open phones coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Don't throw any shoes at the radio. Just call us.
Hi, Charlie Haynes of Louisville, poker player and inventor of card parlor darts, combining the skill of darts with a strategy of poker. Play regulation darts or card parlor dart games on this great new board. Rather than just playing for points as in traditional darts, players collect cards to create winning poker hands. It's a new twist on a great game, and it's easy to play. If you can throw a dart, you can learn card parlor darts. It can be found at dartworld.com. Again, dartworld.com. It makes a great gift for $55.
What if we told you we'd created the perfect card for your business? A card that can give you the working capital you need, interest-free. A card that can earn you rewards to reinvest in your business. A card that's not a credit card. Well, meet the American Express Open Charge Card. To get the purchasing power millions of owners already have in their wallets, call 1-800-NOW-OPEN. American Express Open. Calling all business owners. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. A sharply divided Supreme Court has given the green light to lawsuits against tobacco companies over marketing some of their brands. Here's CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
Longtime smokers in Maine led this legal fight, claiming they were deceived by ads suggesting that light cigarettes are less harmful. They say tobacco companies have long known that the cigarette addiction leads smokers to compensate for lower tar and nicotine by lighting up more often and holding the smoke in their lungs longer. In fact, studies show the ventilation systems of light cigarettes can actually make the smoke more toxic. This ruling now clears the way for smokers who feel they've been harmed to make their cases in state courts.
As the rolls of the unemployed grow, so do the percentage of mortgage foreclosures blamed on joblessness. Greg McBride of Bankrate.com says unemployment is now behind nearly half the foreclosures on conventional mortgage notes, and it may get worse before it gets better.
The one thing that homeowners will have to keep tabs on is the fact that without a paycheck, they're going to have trouble swinging those mortgage payments. So job security once again becomes a very key ingredient in terms of how many foreclosures we see in the new year.
On the streets of Baghdad, thousands of people protested the holding of a television reporter who hurled his shoes at President Bush while calling him a dog. In the Arab world, such an act is considered a grave insult, and the reporter is being hailed as a hero. The Iraqi government has denounced the journalist's actions as a barbaric act and continues to hold him, despite calls from the journalist network that he be released. 4 days after a massive ice storm blanketed parts of New York and New England, hundreds of thousands of customers are still without power. Carol Riley is hunkered down with her son-in-law and two grandchildren in one room of her Barrington, New Hampshire house.
While we're a little bit crowded, it's working out. Everybody's as happy as we can be under the circumstances.
At least four deaths are blamed on the storm. From the Plain States West, it is a bitterly cold day with the mercury plunging to record lows in several cities. There is a racial gap in some cancer death rates, and experts say it's getting worse. The American Cancer Society says colon and rectal cancer death rates are almost 50% higher among African Americans than whites. The study concludes that fewer blacks are being tested, with many lacking access to quality health care. Dr. Daniel Blumenthal is with the Morehouse College School of Medicine.
It really underlines the need to seriously address these health disparities. I think we've been talking about them for a long time, and we know enough now so that we can really do something about it.
The Illinois House meets today for the first time since Governor Rod Blagojevich was arrested last week on federal corruption charges. Republicans, as well as the governor's fellow Democrats, are calling for lawmakers to begin impeachment proceedings against Blagojevich. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 95 points, the NASDAQ is off 37, and the S&P 500 down about 12 points. This is CBS News.
Is your IRA performing the way you want it to? Are you concerned about the stock market and inflation? Many people have been watching their IRA stock portfolio dwindle in value. It's tough to plan for retirement in today's economy. The answer may be gold. Experts believe that gold and other precious metals are wise investments for your IRA because historically they have been one of the few ways to protect assets from high inflation and economic uncertainty. You can now put gold in your IRA. The very forces that weaken paperback stock investments often cause gold to rise. It's now easier than ever to do and is approved by the federal government. Together, we can help you develop an IRA portfolio that works for you. Call Blanchard & Company Incorporated for a free, no-obligation consultation to learn how. Call 888-IRA-GOLD. 888-IRA-GOLD. That's 888-IRA-G-O-L-D. 888-IRA-GOLD.
I'm David Cale with an AM 760 local news update. How cold is it?
It got so cold last night that we also broke the low temperature already at midnight.
Dave Bargenbrook with the National Weather Service. The Arctic cold front broke record lows for yesterday and today as the temperature plunged to 18 below last night at the airport. More snow today in the central and southwestern mountains, up to 2 feet in some areas. With the cold, the homeless having a difficult time. Denver Rescue Mission's Greta Walker.
They are able to convince people to come inside, and when it's, you know, below zero, I don't think that that's probably too difficult.
The mission's added 100 extra cots to accommodate overflow. Rocky Mountain News staffers doing what they can to generate a public demand that the Rocky not close, but things don't look good.
This is like fourth and long with 3 seconds to go.
Yeah.
And you're down by 9 points.
Sports reporter Sam Adams this morning. They have a website. You can find it by linking from our website at am760.net. Sports, Broncos lose big to the Carolina Panthers 30-10. The AFC West title will have to wait at least one more week. Buffalo visits Denver next Sunday. That's your AM760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Cale. Now Aaron O'Neill with your AM760 Progressive Traffic.
Still incredibly slow on our highways today. In fact, a lot of areas need an extra 45 minutes to an hour, if that, on the ride around town. Northbound I-25 approaching Gale is our most recent accident. That traffic coming up from the south end, a lot of stop and go there from Lincoln Avenue, getting up to the scene of that crash. When you clear it, not too bad as you continue up to the bridges. Southbound I-25 still packed in, 120th to 84th, I-70 through Spear, and then stop and go speeds from right around the Alameda exit all the way down into the Denver Tech Center. Westbound I-76, traffic's nearly stopped on the approach to 88.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-349-5829. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-349-5829. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-349-5829. 1-800-349-5829.
Listening to AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Marvin Show on AM760, Progressive Talk.
Well, you just can't help but talk about the weather all morning this morning. 9:07, 7 minutes after 9. Slight chance of snow, about a 10% chance, and a high today of 18. I gotta go work out today. Ooh. I think I'll get out and ride my bike. I'll be a man. Yeah, right. All right. It's open phones. Anything you want to talk about a spine at 303-713-7600. And I don't care what it is. It doesn't make any difference. And if you want to talk about the weather, fine. We can talk about that as well. Boy, it's cold out there. It was cold out there this morning at 4 a.m. And a lot of black ice. Black ice everywhere. Just seemed like there was a whole sheet of it down I-25. And I can handle snow. I can drive in just about any snowy condition that you can think of. But black ice really makes me nervous. Because you just don't know. I mean, you could be driving along and bang. And we had some black ice related accidents this morning. All right, here's something I wanted to talk about. And you can latch on to this or you can bring anything you want to the table at 303-713-7600. And we're going to try to get somebody on, like Mike Litwin or somebody, to talk about this. And that is the state of newspapers in this country. Not only the Rocky Mountain News, but other newspapers like the Chicago Tribune, the Christian Science Monitor, which has now totally gone to the web, the New York Times, which is borrowing against its new building. It needs money. The Los Angeles Times, which is part of the Tribune Company, which is in trouble. And the Denver Post. How's the Denver Post doing? All right, look. I've talked about this before. Depending on how old you are, technology comes in waves. Now, before you and I were born, the chief way to get information in this country was newspaper or radio. And then radio, which had all these soap operas and had quiz shows and live orchestras, that was all crushed by television. So they invented Top 40 radio to combat it. They adjusted. But newspapers still stayed very, very viable. And most of us, I think, can remember the days when you had two newspapers in every town. For instance, in Los Angeles, where I grew up, you had three newspapers. You had the Los Angeles Times, the Herald Examiner, and the Santa Ana Register. Now you've only got the LA Times. The Examiner went out of business a long time ago. And everything is being overwhelmed now by the digital age. Do you know that they estimate that in the next 12 to 18 months, 40% of the jobs in radio will be gone? Even books are being threatened now by digital books. I've got a Kindle at home. Anybody have an Amazon Kindle? I read my books digitally off there, the ones that are in print that I like. I mean, things are changing at a rapid rate in this society. 2 years ago, I got on the air here and talked about never downloading music. Now, I'm a pig when it comes to downloading music into my iPod. I've got thousands of songs in there. So it's something to think about the technology. All right, it's open phones, and we can talk about anything you want to talk about. Here's Steve in Lafayette. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. I just wanted to rail on GM. They're one of my favorite people to poke at. You know, in the 50s, Detroit, is, in general, used to make a different car every year. I mean, the difference between a 55 Ford and a 56 Ford, nothing fit. It was a whole new car, and they still made a profit. But somewhere in the middle of some boardroom in 59 or 61 or somewhere in there in the GM dark, deep corners and caverns, they came up with a slogan, a word, called planned obsolescence. And that was the beginning of the end of Detroit. And they've been thumbing their nose at the public, in particular, American car buyers, for 30 or 40 years. So when they talk about this latest bailout, you know, and the Republicans are going to sink Detroit, and, you know, that's not it. This ship got put on the wrong course a long time ago.
Well, that's, you know, part of that's very, very true. But the other part of it is this. The other part of it is, It's like, okay, you get into an auto accident, and they take you to the hospital, and you're bleeding out right there. And there's no real good alternatives. But the doctors can't let you die, so they try what they can to try to fix you. We cannot in this country afford, in any way, shape, or form, to let the automobile companies go down. Most of them have changed that planned obsolescence theory. They changed it a long time ago. If you go look at the warranties that they now offer, some of them are up to one hundred thousand miles or like 10 years or something. And some of them, they guarantee the powertrain for the lifetime of the car. But the thing is, whether we like them or we don't like them, we can't just let them go down the drain. We just can't. You can't, because the economy can't stand it. And the Republicans who are standing in the way of this getting done, there's an email being circulated around in Washington. Paul Krugman talks about it this morning in the New York Times, that Republicans that are blocking this see it as their first shot against the labor unions.
Yeah, I think that's kind of stinky. But
well, they obviously, you know what it says? What it says is they obviously don't give a damn about their country. What they care about is what politically is expedient for them. And you're fooling around with a lot of people's lives.
Exactly, India is getting ready to crank out a car for like, I don't know, $500 or $900.
I'd never buy a car from India.
Well, I wouldn't either, but I'm, 30 years ago, a friend of mine and I, we sat down, we said, Detroit needs to make a car, and we'll call it a takey. They're everywhere. They don't change from year to year. It's the same parts over and over and over and over again. You get in it, shove your credit card in the dash, it's yours. You take it wherever you want, leave it wherever you want. If it has a flat tire, it'll report back to a central location. You come out and fix it. We don't need to drive 4,000 pounds or 5,000 pounds of iron all over this country when we go buy a loaf of bread. We need a new kind of individual transportation. And I was hoping Detroit would come to Washington with a plan like that.
Well, they are. They're working on it. The Chevy Volt is due out. They're working on ideas about doing that. But you can't get all that stuff done overnight. Look, I'm not making excuses for the car industry. I'm just saying that just like Bush having the shoes thrown at him, and he doesn't understand what the beef is because he doesn't live in reality, well, we can't not live in reality ourselves, and we have to live in reality. And reality dictates that it's going to take a while to turn all that around and that they are going to have to make adjustments to the marketplace. And also, let's talk about this. All of the car companies, even the import companies, are having trouble. Because automobile sales is down anywhere from 35 to 38%. So they're having, Honda and Toyota are having trouble too.
Yeah, I see that.
So this just exacerbates the situation.
I don't have any answers, just complaints.
Well, I understand that, and I don't think anybody's really happy with what's going on. But I think that we need to realize the importance to the country of all of this. And the fact is that we should scold the Republicans for trying to score cheap political points and destroy the unions. We should scold them about that because they ought to put their country first. And the way to put your country first is to come up with some kind of working formula to stop, you know, 1 to 2 million people from being out on the streets.
I know. As far as I'm concerned, this started, 25 years ago when Reagan got in and the whole thing about the whole trickle-down thing, and that didn't work, and they're still saying that it will work 25 years later, and they're still believing that trickle-down is going to work.
Well, they're relying on old ideology and old methods.
Yeah, I mean, how's that working for the money that we've given to the bankers on Wall Street a few months back? Did that trickle anywhere?
Well, that money, that $750 billion, part of that's still being held up.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is a mess. There's no question about it. And we've got to fight our way out. The thing is, we just have to keep our eyes on the prize. And the prize is July the 20th. I'm sorry, June the 20th. I'm sorry, January the 20th. Excuse me. January the 20th. I mean, after January the 20th, maybe things in this country, well, I believe things in this country will change.
I don't know. I'm nervous along with a lot of other people, and I just hope that, you know, that apparently Barack is surrounding himself with a bevy of intellectuals and people that know the score, and my hat is just, you know, completely off to the man.
Yeah, I think he's going to do a really, really good job. Steve, thanks, man. I appreciate the call.
No problem. Thank you, Jay. Bye.
Okay. A couple of lines open at 303-713-7600. It's open phones. You talk about anything you want to, from the weather to GM to Bush having the shoes thrown at him to whatever it is that you want to talk about. That's what we're here for. And John Turk is here to give us traffic.
Jay, still some issues around town. It's not clearing on the highways. Still stop and go on 70, on 25, on 225 as you're approaching the city. Right now, Havana shut down in the area around 6th Avenue. We've got some icy conditions there. That intersection really just a skating rink. Numerous accidents have occurred there this morning in Aurora, southbound 225. Still sluggish. Stop and go single-digit speed from Iliff all the way down to 25. Now we're seeing really thick jams heading out to Boulder on 36. Going to happen from Federal all the way out to McCaslin. Single-digit speeds there. Also reports of a semi on fire northeastbound E-470 at 104th Avenue. Also working a minor accident northbound I-25 as you approach Yale. That's causing some backups back to around Dry Creek Road. Other crashes out there eastbound 6th Avenue at Bryant. And finally, 23rd and Colorado. Your forecast. Skies will be sunny until this afternoon, but the cold blast continues. Look for highs in the mid-teens. At DIA at 3:30 this morning, we hit minus 18. That's a new
tonight at 9, 8 Central, the struggle between self-destruction and salvation continues on a new season of the A&E Emmy-nominated series, Intervention.
Somebody wants to kill me, they're doing me a favor.
The show Oprah Winfrey calls gripping.
I don't know what to do. I'm just lost.
And the Today Show calls reality television like you've never seen it before.
If she doesn't stop using, she is in great danger.
New episodes of Intervention premiere tonight at 9, 8 Central on A&E.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-3955. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 31 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-441-3955. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-441-3955. That's 1-800-441-3955.
Drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-422-0488. 1-800-422-0488.
1-800-422-0488.
Credit card companies don't want you to know. Call 1-800-293-4131. That's 1-800-293-4131. This is a limited-time offer, so call today for your free information. 1-800-293-4131.
After the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. J. Marvin, along with you, slight chance of snow, high to 18. What's the temperature right now, John?
Our downtown temperature, Jay, is... Oh, what's it going to be? It's getting warmer, it looks like, out there. Minus 5.
Minus 5, so it's come up.
We're improving.
But it's still cold. It's still very cold. By the way, speaking, and it's open phones, you can talk about anything you want to at 303-713-7600. Two cultural notes. First of all, am I the only fan of Emmanuelle Béart? I think that's how you say her last name. The French actress, Emmanuelle Béart. Am I the only fan of Emmanuelle Béart? I believe that she, next to Mary, I want to emphasize that, next to Mary, is one of the most beautiful women in the world. I don't see the phones ringing, so nobody knows who she is. Then the other thing that I was going to say is there is a brand new movie out, coming out. It opens up December the 26th. With Leonard DiCaprio and Kate Winslet. And it's called Revolutionary Roads. And it's taken from the novel by the writer Richard Yates. Has anybody ever read that novel? I've read it. That has got to be the grimmest book about suburban life ever written by any human being. So is anybody familiar with Richard Yates out there? You ever read Easter Parade or any of those novels? And I can tell by the overwhelming response on the phones that, once again, I'm the only Martian on the block, and I'm culturally isolated because nobody knows who Emmanuelle Béart is. And don't go Google her or Richard Yates. I mean, if you're a fan and you know, then call me. If you're not a fan and you don't know, but you went to, like, Wikipedia and looked it up, that's not fair. Because I'm looking for people who are into it. Andrew in Denver. Andrew, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning. Hey, I heard you talk about how you're scared of black ice. Don't have any problem having anywhere on any snow, but you're scared to death of black ice, right?
Yeah, well, I'm not scared to death. I'm cautious. Well, I'm extremely cautious.
Cautious. Tell me this. A concrete reason why they don't put salt on the road like they do in other parts of the country, like back on the East Coast, which absolutely burns through black ice and makes the roads much safer. And they will not do it. I've been out here 13 years. I come from the East Coast. Snowstorms, ice, no problem when they put the salt on the road.
I believe they put some kind of magnesium thing on the road, and also dirt.
Does nothing but break windshields. And in 20 years, we're going to find out that magnesium is some kind of cancer-causing something that goes up into the car and breathing it in every day. But you know what? It doesn't get rid of the black ice. Meanwhile, we have accidents here. People are getting killed. 30-car pileups slows the roads down. People can't get to work. I mean, we're doing single-digit driving here. I mean, I was listening to the report. I mean, give me a concrete reason why we don't use salt.
I don't know. And I think anybody who can answer that, I'd love to hear from them. Because I've often wondered the same thing.
I mean, the only thing you can do is put spikes on your wheels, but then you're the only one that can stop. And the guy behind you hits you.
Well, in some states, those studded wheels, those studded tires may be illegal.
They are illegal, and those states that they're illegal in are the states that they use salt. Because you don't need them. It's unbelievable. I just need a reason why we don't use salt out here. It's unbelievable to me. And year after year, people are dying. And these accidents are crazy. And you're right. You cannot stop. You have no control when you hit it.
Yeah, I don't know. Make somebody call in and let us know. Andrew, thanks, man.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay. Let's go to Mel in Denver. Mel, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good.
I think they should take those shoes, have them bronzed, and put them in the George W. Bush Presidential Hall of Shame next to the scribbling coloring books and my pet goats.
Oh, yeah. There you go. You know what? Yeah, those shoes. Where are those shoes right now? They should be preserved for history.
Yes. And, you know, the caller that called a little bit ago about the bullet in the shoe, you know, I don't think, I disagree with that totally, but it would have been nice to see one of those shoes find its mark.
Yeah, well, I was shocked at his reaction time.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he ducked pretty fast.
Yeah, he's got quick reflexes.
Yeah, he sure does. That's about all he's got. But then again, my dog has quick reflexes, too.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
All right, Mel. Thanks, man.
All right.
All right. Talk to you. Here's some of my email at am760.net. It's from Kevin. Bush's reaction is a perfect encapsulation of his eight-year reign of disaster. Absolute cluelessness to the consequences of his decisions and incompetence. The man remains a menace to this country and the world. And that's from Kevin. Jay, what's his beef? I don't know. Maybe one or all of his family members were among the 6 million Iraqis killed or maimed or made homeless, refugees in their own country or elsewhere. That's pretty much that pretty much light anybody up. I say he had his family left. I say he and his family left should be given a dual U.S. Iraqi citizenship immediately. It's from William. Extreme rendition could be used to give him a clue. Is a shoe considered a torture tool? Oh, Lord. You know what? I don't know about that. Here's from Kat. Jay, I have to dash to work, but in response to the caller who said that the office of the president commands some respect, I say yes. If W had ever acted presidentially, I would agree. But he hasn't. He's acted like a spoiled, greedy, warmongering dictator. Imagine if this war were in our country and we had a million civilian deaths and the perpetrator of that war were here to tell us that it wasn't over. I think Americans would be throwing more than their shoes. That's Kat in Longmont. Here's Catherine. Maybe they beat the guy who threw the shoes because he missed. That's one of my favorites right there. All right, 303-713-7600. I so far haven't got anybody who knows who Emmanuel Bayart is or Richard Yates.
Have you bought any of her films yet? Any ones that you can borrow me, or do I have to go actually rent those things myself?
I got to go rent them. But I did buy a French poster of her from one of the movies.
Mary's got to be so mad at you right now.
No, she doesn't care.
You got this crush on this Bayart gal.
I do.
I know you do.
But I got a crush on Mary, too.
Well, I know that.
No one knows who she is.
I didn't know who she was, and I know every hot girl on the planet.
You know, she caused a huge scandal in France.
What for?
There's this magazine called Elle, or L-E?
L. E-L-L-E?
Yeah.
L.
L?
Yeah.
Do they have an English edition?
Yeah, I know. I used to see it here in the States. Yeah, it comes here.
She posed naked on the front of the magazine.
Sweet.
You talk about me. This is what Stacy's going to think when she hears that.
Well, Stacy knows what she's dealing with.
God, she's gorgeous. I don't know how anybody can't know who she is.
Well, you sent me her like IMDb thing and like all the different films she's been in. Nice. I don't know what to say, but
yeah, the only film she's
pretty.
Yeah, the only American film she's been in is Mission Impossible.
Really. The one with
Tom Cruise.
Turd Boy, yeah. It's a small role or what?
No, she had a big role in that movie.
I've not seen any of those.
That's the only one I've ever seen. She had a big role.
And you rented it because she was in it?
No.
Did you just recently see it?
No, I saw it a long time ago.
All right. Well, I want
to see. And I remember her from the movies John D. Florette and Man Under the Spring.
For all the men in the audience, Jay, how do you spell her last name so they can go Google it right now?
I'm not sure.
You don't know?
Is it B-E-A-R-T?
Here, hold on. I think he sent it to me here. Rate this movie. This is unbelievable. Okay, let's see if we can find the spelling of her last name, because you should Google this. Oh, and they make me sign in for Netflix. We'll look it up here in the break.
Yeah, we'll look it up during the break. 9:33, 33 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk Traffic.
J traffic is improving around the city, but we're still looking at stop and go in a few different areas. I-70 eastbound from Federal to York and westbound side from Tower down to about 225. Also looking at increased traffic on the turnpike for both east and westbounders. If you're heading towards Boulder, going to be from Wadsworth out to Sheridan and actually Federal out to McCaslin. And for you eastbounders coming in from Wadsworth to Sheridan. Also looking at Havana, shut down in the area of 6th Avenue. Have a ice rink there reported. Numerous accidents so far this morning. So police have decided just to shut that intersection down. Also looking at a lot of traffic on 270 in Commerce City for both east and westbounders, for the westbounders from 70 to Vasquez, and for the eastbounders from 25 to that same spot there, Vasquez and Commerce City. One other minor accident, northbound I-25 approaching Yale. That's been there for quite some time, but it's not really affecting traffic. Speeds are in the 40s throughout that stretch. Your forecast, partly sunny this morning, mostly cloudy this afternoon with a high around 18. Also have a chance for snow late this evening with not a lot of accumulation in the city. Your current temperature downtown, minus 5 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive.
This holiday season, decorate your driveway with the 2009 Mercedes-Benz C300 Sports Sedan. Powerful, fuel-efficient, and available with 4 MAP.
Wondering how to get something for everyone on your list? Come to Walmart. Walmart has an amazing selection of gifts for just $10. Colorful scarves and gloves, $10. Burt's Bees lip balm sets, sun picture frames, and cozy sleep pants, all $10. Or get a Walmart gift card, which has no fees, never expires, and always gives them more. There's still time. Come to Walmart and find just the right thing to make everyone merry, including you.
With thousands of new rollbacks, Christmas costs less. At Walmart, save money, live better.
Experience the joy of designing your own ring at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared.
Let the experts at Jared show you how easy it is to create an engagement ring that reflects your own personal style. Choose from their popular settings in platinum or hundreds of settings in gold. Then select the perfect diamond from thousands at Jared in a wide variety of shapes and sizes to create a ring that's yours and yours alone.
It can only be Jared.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
Finding something you can rely on is easier than you think. I'm Norm Miller, chairman of Interstate Batteries, and our batteries are just around the corner from you. Sold at over 200,000 retailers. Heck, we're in every county in the U.S. And that means it's easier than ever to own the Interstate Battery peace of mind. Because with one of ours, you'll hear this. Instead of this. Call 1-800-CRANK-IT or visit InterstateBatteries.com to find the dealer nearest you. Tested. Trusted. Interstate Battery.
The effectiveness of your brain in 7 minutes for free. Call 1-800-400-5615. What have you got to lose? It only takes 7 minutes. It increases the speed and efficiency of your brain, and you can try it out absolutely free. Call now to get your free demo. Call IQ at 1-800-400-5615. That's 1-800-400-5615.
9:36, 36 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And if you need to downsize to a more fuel-efficient SUV, or if you're looking for a four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, or front-wheel drive, which we can certainly use in this weather, you got to go to Rocky's Autos, because they have the best deals on whatever it is you're looking for. They've got vehicles all over the place, hundreds of vehicles in stock, more coming all the time, and you'll find clean, late-model cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, all of these previously driven. As a matter of fact, they have a beautiful white BMW right inside the showroom there. So Rocky's Autos is the place to go. They have their matching down incentive. They'll definitely look at your trade-in. A lot of places say that they will, but they never do. And at Rocky's, they will. They'll show you the book price on any vehicle you're interested in. Plus, they got great people out there to see. Folks like Spanky Herrera and Isaac Harris and Gerard Menard and Johnny Mays. So go and see any of them. Because they'll definitely, definitely, definitely help you out and treat you the way you ought to be treated. So if you want more bang for your auto buck, hey, there's no better place to go than Rocky's Autos. They'll take care of you. How do I know? Because I've been associated with them for going on 13 years. And Mary and I have bought from them repeatedly. Plus, we've sent our friends and family there as well. And I wouldn't send you someplace that I wouldn't go myself. Rocky's Autos, 63rd and Federal. Don't forget. Whoops, sorry about that, John. Don't forget, they're open anytime, 9 to 8, Monday through Saturday.
It's one day only, the Joseph A. Bank Super Tuesday Sale. Everything in the store, except gift cards and shoes, is half off the regular price. That's everything, from suits and sport coats to leather jackets, dress shirts, even silk ties. Half off. Now, we're opening early at 6 and staying late with everything half off. Plus, incredible doorbusters. Camel hair blazers, $119. All luggage, $99. Even cashmere sweaters, $69. That's way than half off. The Joseph A. Bank Super Tuesday Sale. Everything but gift cards and shoes, half off. That's everything in the store, half off. Tuesday only.
Aspen Grove, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Inglewood, Loveland, Colorado Springs, Aurora, Lakewood, and Stapleton.
Yeah. Progressive Talk, slight chance of snow, high at 18. You know who that is? Isn't that Stevie Winwood? Stevie Winwood, and he's about like 18 or 19 years old when he did this. Check it out. Check these pipes out on this guy. Well, they're going to go into like a solo now. I mean, can you imagine me 18 or 19 and being able to bell out the blues like this? Here we go. Check it out. Don't you just hate people that have, like, natural talent at 18? Then there's the rest of us. We either have to wait till we're older to find our natural talent, or we don't, or you're like me. You don't have any natural talent at all. 9:40, 40 minutes after the hour, slight chance of snow, high today 18. Open phones, 303-713-7600. And back on the phones, here's Ron in Windsor. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing, Jay?
Okay.
Good. Yeah, I've been watching this auto bailout, and you know, something strikes me. You know, say we save these people and we save all these jobs. What will these people be doing then?
They will take their money and they will spend it in their communities, and they will spend them in communities across the country, which will then filter into the economy and help the economy stay alive.
Right, but they'll be making cars, right?
Right. Well,
wait a minute.
Not all of them will be making cars.
Right.
There's also the people who supply all the parts and things.
Sure. But all right, so now everybody's supplied the parts and these cars roll off the assembly line, and you know, we can be honest now. I mean, we've lost on average over the last 2 months 450,000 jobs a month. We're going to, in the next 12 months, there's going to be, regardless of who the president is or what Congress does, there's going to be at least another 3 million jobs lost. And so we produce all this stuff. The suppliers keep going. But who buys the cars?
Well, because if you take not only the stimulation of the auto industry, but also a broad public works program to fix those things that have needed fixing for a long time,
right.
There's all kinds of spinoffs over both, and
right.
people will, instead of being unemployed, will be employed, and they will have money, and they will circulate that money into the economy.
Well, the thing is, though, again, you know, Obama said that there will be 2.5 million jobs created by 2011, and that's fine. We've lost 3 million in the last 12 months, and so, you know, basically 3 years from now, we'll be back employment-wise to where we were last year, And that's actually not counting for the additional runoff of another 5 million jobs. So, I mean, there's going to be
being back where we were last year is a step up from where we are this year.
Right, but that's 3 years from now, Jay. That's not like any time
soon. All right, but wait a minute. But unemployment runs annually in this country anywhere from 4 to 6%, depending on what's going on.
Well, it's getting a lot higher than that. We know that.
Well, I understand that. But you have to, for the sake of the country, you have to figure out a way to jumpstart the economy. And you're not gonna get the economy jumpstarted by helping to eliminate jobs.
No, and that's true. What I do every day is I help senior level executives find their next employment.
Make long charger.
You have to
let the big just happen. You know,